You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from the Diamond. We're getting set for game one in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatas with you from Richmond, Virginia. It was a fun and, most importantly, successful homestand for the Bay Sox last week as they took 4 of 6 from the Portland Sea Dogs. Of course, Bowie was able to capitalize on the fact that Portland was a bit tired back end of their 2-week road trip. Their bullpen had been used extensively in their previous series at this ballpark, to be precise, before making the way up to Prince George's Stadium. Bowie was able to take 4 of 6. Unfortunately, didn't get as much of a good roll on Sunday as they would have liked. After tying the game quickly following a brief 1-0 deficit, Portland was able to pile on against Ryan Long. Long allowed 5 earned in 4 innings, but the Bay Sox still took 4 games. That's what's most important out of that one, including 2 one-run victories. The Bay Sox work in one-run games here in the second half has been very promising, and their big blowout wins have been fun to talk about as well. They had the 9-4 win and then the 13-7 win. That was their largest offensive performance here in the second half. So all of those things combined against a tough Northeast Division foe that is still currently in a playoff spot in the Northeast Division means that Bowie can make a big splash this week against the team that they're probably going to be most in competition with for the second half title in the Southwest Division, as Richmond currently leads the league. Akron will still be one of the 3, maybe 4 teams contending, all depends, but the Bay Sox are definitely going to be seeing a lot of fight from Richmond down the stretch. As we focus on today's game, let's open up with the numbers. As Bowie comes in for game number 103 on the season, a 48-54 record, a 1-game losing streak, the Bay Sox are just 4-6 over their last 10, 21-24 when playing on the road. Richmond comes in for game number 103 as well, a 52-50 record, a one-game winning streak. The Squirrels are 5-5 over their last 10, 30-21 when playing in front of home crowds. In the second half, Southwest Division sees Richmond on top at a 19-14 mark, while the Bay Sox are at 17-16. That is fourth place for the Bay Sox, but if you follow along, that is only two games behind this Richmond team. And with Bowie playing Richmond over this next week, if they can win the series outright, then they would move into, at the very least, a tie for first. Maybe push a little bit further. If Bowie wins today and tomorrow, they would be in a tie for first and maybe be able to run from there. And the Squirrels aren't doing too well themselves. 5-5 over their last 10, as mentioned. They recently just lost a series on the road against the Altoona Curve. They were only able to pick up two wins, a 7-0 shutout win, but that was really one of their only offensive days. Around the four losses, you want to know how many runs Richmond scored? One. There were three shutout losses for Richmond over the first four games. As a matter of fact, all four games to start that series in Altoona were shutouts. Altoona won three of them, and Richmond won the other one, as mentioned, that 7-0 game. But their offense piled on late to take the series finale 13-4, and they were able to salvage two games on that six-game road trip. Let's focus on today's starting pitching matchup as Bowie sends out Alex Pham this afternoon. Carson Seymour will go for the Flying Squirrels. Four starts against the Bay Sox this season. A 6.87 ERA when seeing Bowie. 10 earned in 13 and a third innings. Allowed 5 earned runs across 3 innings last month. Just a little bit under a month ago, to be precise. But he is coming off of a strong performance against Altoona. Earned Eastern League Pitcher of the Week honors with 9 strikeouts over 5 scoreless innings, allowed just 1 walk, no hits. But it was a shutout loss. The offense could not back him up. It was a 1-0 game that Seymour took a no decision in. The offense for Altoona didn't get going until late in the contest. But Seymour hasn't really gone too deep in a lot of his outings this season. As a matter of fact, last week was only the second time that he has finished 5 innings this year. And really, San Francisco is very delicate with him, considering the few innings that he got while pitching in college. A couple of different reasons led to him having fewer than 100 collegiate innings before being drafted originally by the New York Mets, as a matter of fact, but traded over to San Francisco. So with the methodical nature that Bowie has held the last few days, they might be able to chase him early too. Alex Pham will get the start for the Bay Sox, and he is coming off of a fine appearance for Bowie, allowed just 2 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. But much like Carson Seymour and his issue on Wednesday against Altoona, Pham did not get run support either. The Bay Sox were shut out 3-0. 7 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings for Pham. An error allowed the first of the game's runs to score. And then in the 6th inning, he allowed a couple of weak singles and had gone a little bit too far with his pitch count, needed to be pulled. The 2 bequeathed runners eventually came home to score. So really what Pham just needs to continue doing is what the Bay Sox have been hoping for from a lot of their starters over the last few days, and that's just command the zone well. Be accurate with your pitches, and if you're using the breaking stuff, make sure it still stays tight to the zone so you're not running back behind counts when working ahead, nothing in 2 or 1-2. And Pham, like a lot of the time, has not had that sort of issue, so you hope to see it again today. We've got plenty to discuss here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll break right now. When we come back, it's our weekly chat with the skipper, but a new twist on it. Kyle Moore is taking a few days off, spending time with the family, his vacation during the 2023 campaign. Filling in for him is Bay Sox coach and minor league fielding coordinator Tim DeJohn is going to be running the show for Bowie over the next few days. So we catch up with the skipper in waiting, to be precise. Tim DeJohn, our guest next. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show and Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action. tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors, and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for the first of six between Bowie and the Richmond Flying Squirrels here as we get ready to wrap up the season series between these two Southwest Division foes. Sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, but a little bit of a twist on it this time through. Kyle Moore taking a couple of days off, spent a little extra time with the family as they get started on the school year. So we're sitting down with the manager for the next few games, Tim DeJohn. A big honor for him. Last few times that he's been manning the reins, he's been pretty hot. That nine-run first inning, that, what was it, 18-1 win against Harrisburg last season? That was, if I'm not mistaken, that was the last time you were manager of the team?
Yeah, in Harrisburg last year, for four games, we won all four. One was a close game, 4-3, and the other was kind of one-sided in favor of the Bay Sox. So just trying to do the best I can to fill the skipper's shoes while he's gone and keep the boys ripe.
Now, every time I work with some of the players, coordinating with outside media members, they come in for interviews and chat with them, see what they're thinking about the organization. Your name always comes up. They always talk about how much they're working with you and how much improvements they're seeing in their game from the work with you. What would you say is it about your coaching philosophy that gets everyone to buy into your system so thoroughly and just enjoy everything that you bring to the table?
I'm a people person, so I thoroughly believe in showing how much the player that you care and showing them that you're genuine and that, you know, it's all about them and not about you. You know, you want to leave the field doing two things every day, and that's feeling good about yourself that you helped somebody and the player feeling good that he got better. I just try to build really good relationships with the guys and shoot them straight and, show up every single day with a good work ethic and we go from there.
The defensive acumen that you've been able to instill in some of these players too is always so fun to watch. I do want to highlight a couple of key players specifically. What's it been like working with Jackson Holiday at his young age, the range that he can show in some of the plays that he's already made?
He's such a quick learner. He's able to make adjustments quickly. You know, he came in here the first day and said, "Hey, I want to work on this." He's by no means, he always wants to get better. You know, every single day he wants to work on something, doesn't take days off defensively. He's fun. Like I said, he's a great mover, able to make adjustments really quickly and looking, I mean, the sky's the limit for the kid for sure.
And then how about Billy Cook, the range that he's had to show pretty much at every position, I think, aside from shortstop and catcher, he's played at least once this season.
Man, he's been so fun to work with. A guy that takes ground balls every single day, mixing in between, you know, second base and the outfield. I mean, such a good improvement. Patient with himself. I've been patient with him. And I think last game on Sunday, he had about 9 or 10 ground balls to him and made every single play. One was a barehanded play, turning some double plays. The credit all goes to him because he's the guy that puts the work in every single day.
Talking about one guy that's not with the team anymore, Kobe Mayo, one of the big stories at the start of the season was him spending a majority of the year at third base. And while the adjustment may have been a little bit slow around mid-May, he really turned it on, it felt like. What would you credit to that?
He's another guy that comes to the field every single day wanting to get better with a good positive mindset. It doesn't matter how his game was yesterday. He comes to the field with a smile. He buys into everything, and he takes a lot of pride in his defense. I mean, so that's a good recipe to start right there.
Yeah. Again, we're here with Tim DeJohn on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, filling in for Kyle Moore over the next couple of days. Definitely want to get your opinions on this series, of course. Plenty of times that Bowie has seen Richmond already, and there are going to be a couple of reinforcements for this one. But there is still some reinforcements for Bowie when it comes to Cedric Mullins, and then the addition of some new players like Maxwell Costas, Colin Burns, the like. So what are your just overall expectations for these few games this series?
Well, we just came off a good series, and they've been a hot team. I think they dropped 4 of 6 the last, but I think they're sitting at first place. Going to be a good game. This atmosphere is always one of the places that has the most fans, so we enjoy that. Obviously fun to have Cedric here and watch him play. Made some good plays in that first game. And interesting to see what the new guys do. And two of the three of them are in the lineup day one.
Yeah. And then one last thing I definitely want to touch on. We haven't gotten the chance to really talk about it too much. Is we got to go all the way back to the start of the season. We're in Hartford the first couple of games of the year, and a few of the guys are introduced to someone that they might not have known too much about before. But your father, long coaching history, worked in the major leagues with Hall of Famer Tony La Russa. What was it kind of like to have that experience, bringing your father into the clubhouse and having him speak with the players, give them a little bit of motivation as the season was just getting underway?
That was fun. I mean, that was a really cool experience. That was the first time he's ever seen me coach professionally, and this is my fourth year. And I think he did it for 33, something along those lines. And cool story is he retired October 31st, 2019, and I signed my first pro contract November 1st, 2019.
No,
so kind of just a coincidence there, but I joked with Kyle Moore, you know, when he said he wanted to give my dad 10 minutes to speak to the team, you know, before the game. I said, that's a mistake because he's going to need at least a half hour. Yeah. But he was awesome. The guys were really locked in, and you know, he always makes jokes and everything. So we talk about that here and there. But he stayed the whole day and was very complimentary of the work that we put in here in Bowie, and very complimentary of the players, and really cool experience. And although he's a longtime Cardinal, for Father's Day, he asked for an Orioles hat. So glad to have him on the bandwagon.
And I always like to wrap this up with Kyle in the same fashion. How did you spend your off day, especially with the Sunday day game, not having to travel until Tuesday morning? You get all Monday to yourself. How did you enjoy the time off?
Well, I can tell you this. It's much easier being an infield coach than it is a manager, because I spent a majority of the day kind of prepping for the series, doing some work. Just things, some responsibilities that I normally don't have, and I just want to be on top of it and stay ahead of it so the game doesn't speed up on me.
Well, you prepare, you're going to succeed, and that's what we look forward to today, DJ. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Tim DeJohn here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside and be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens, when workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, Matt Sabat is with you here from Richmond as we get set for the first of six between Bowie and the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Let's go ahead and walk you through the starting lineups for both sides ahead of this one, as the Bay Sox do have a handful of roster transactions to discuss. Two new names will be in the starting lineup today. Cedric Mullins is going to lead it off. He's still on his Major League rehab assignment, just 1-for-10 so far, but he's going to get his second game in center field. Jackson Holliday still at shortstop, a six-game hitting streak for him. Dylan Beavers to follow in John Rhodes, then Judd Fabian. Max Wagner, one of three promotions, is going to be batting sixth at third base. Greg Cullen is at second. Ramon Rodriguez catches, and then one of the other promotions, Maxwell Costas, will be at first base today, batting ninth. Squirrels have taken the field. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from the diamond. It's game one of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this afternoon. Matt Sabat is with you from Richmond, Virginia. And as Carson Seymour warms in the mound for the Squirrels, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Cedric Mullins, followed by Jackson Holliday at shortstop, batting second. Dylan Beavers in right field bats third. John Rhodes, the DH, cleans up. Judd Fabian in left field bats fifth. Max Wagner at third base bats sixth. Greg Cullen at second base seventh. Ramon Rodriguez catches and hits eighth. Maxwell Costas is at first base batting ninth. Bay Sox at the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed today by Tim DeJohn, assisted by Sherman Johnson and Forrest Herman, as well as Ryan Gohl and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 48-54, and again, their lineup features Mullins, Holliday, Beavers, Rhodes, Fabian, Wagner, Cullen, Rodriguez, Costas, all to face off against Carson Seymour on the mound. As Mullins digs in, game three of his Major League rehab assignment from Baltimore, nursing a groin injury, 1-for-10 so far in his rehab. No extra base hits, but no strikeouts or walks. Everything put into play as Seymour brings ball to glove ready to go. Steps high, fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, misses too far down and inside. We're underway at 6:36 p.m. on an 84-degree sunny day here in Richmond, Virginia. Bay Sox able to pick up a series win last week as the 1-0 is swung on and missed outside. Fastball at 96, runs the count even at 1-1. We took 4 of 6 from the Portland Sea Dogs. One more series remains against the Northeast Division foe as the 1-1 is cracked up to right center field, a base hit. Mullins opens the day with a single, his second hit here on the rehab trail. Back-to-back games now, And the Bay Sox have leadoff batter on base. Turning it over to Jackson Holliday now. That is the first time that the Bay Sox have gotten the leadoff batter on base and left him there since Dylan Beavers singled in Thursday's win over Portland. Beavers had a double the next day but got thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. Here's Holliday, 396 average for the left-hander. First pitch, and he watches fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. Nothing in one to start. 1090 OPS for Holliday in 13 games. Four doubles, no triples, three home runs. He's got five runs batted in. Had a strong week against Portland after a brief time loss on the injured list. Runner goes, next pitch, up and away for a ball. Throw to second is in time. That was on the nose from Andy Thomas to the shortstop Will Wilson. Mullins is caught stealing in his first attempt here on the rehab trail. It's a 2-6 caught stealing, and there's one gone. Defense for Richmond sees Ishmael Mungaya in left, Matheny in center, Barricotto in right. Aldretti at third, Wilson at short, Glowinki at second, Wyatt at first, and Andy Thomas catching behind the plate for Carson Seymour. It's one ball and one strike on Holliday. The next pitch is too far up and away. Count goes to two balls and one strike now. Just perfectly placed onto the right corner of second base from Andy Thomas. He's now caught 17 stolen base attempts in what's been 71 total tries. 2-1 pitch is checked on, too far down and in. They'll appeal to the third base umpire, and they say Holliday held up, 3-1. He's got homers in back-to-back games right now, Jackson Holliday. Went 1-for-2 on Sunday, started out his day with two walks. Bay Sox weren't able to close out the series with Portland on a high note, an 11-2 loss, but a series win is a series win. You rack up more of those, you're going to get closer to 500. 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, and just like on Sunday, Holliday opens his afternoon with a walk. Ah, the caught stealing burns a little bit harder now, but there's still a runner on for Dylan Beavers to try and work with. 400 average for Beavers in a 1050 OPS in five games this season. Three doubles, no triples, still looking for his first double-A home run. Three runs batted in. As the winds whip out to left field at around 9 miles an hour. First pitch in from Carson Seymour. And Beavers lifted in the air left center field. Very playable for Ishmael Mungaya. Left fielder jogs down and with a little skip in his step makes the catch. Two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Mitch Treziak at third base. Justin Juska at first. Tom Fornarola calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. John Rhodes up to bat now for Bowie. 228 average, 729 OPS in 78 games. 18 doubles, 3 triples, 10 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Runner at first, now two down. First pitch in from Seymour, and Rhodes lifted foul out of play right side. Carson Seymour, a 6'6", 260-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Poway, California, traded over to San Francisco from the New York Mets. That was part of the Darren Ruff deal in 2022. On the season, he's made 21 appearances, 16 starts. The 0-1 is called for strike on the outside half, nothing in two. 3.81 ERA, a 2-2 record. 82 and two-thirds innings, only 73 strikeouts and 32 walks. He's allowed six home runs, including two to Bowie. One to Billy Cook, one to Tim Susnara. Opponents hitting him at a 223 clip. Here's a pickoff throw back to first. No tag as Holliday steps back in standing. We'll wait on the 0-2 pitch here to John Rhodes. Scoreless game, top of the first. Start of a six-game set between Bowie and Richmond. Last time these two teams see each other this season. O2 pitch. Rhodes flinches and watches it miss outside. Didn't seem as if it was going to go too far. But Rhodes stays alive thanks to Tom Fornarola's strike zone. One ball and two strikes here. Rhodes was big on the contact last week as time is called. He asked for it with two outs. Rhodes went 2-for-12, had a home run on Sunday, struck out four times, walked once. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Rhodes smacks it up the middle, a bounce picked by the second baseman, Glowinki, and he'll jog over the base and retire Holliday, the lead runner, ending the inning. That was a hard shot by Rhodes, but the Bay Sox don't get much after putting two runners on in the top of the first. Bottom of the frame coming up, Bowie nothing, Richmond set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the scoreless top of the first inning. The Bay Sox get a couple of base runners, but don't get anyone into scoring position. Either way, as we move to the bottom of the first, here at the Diamond, Alex Pham warms to the mound for the Bay Sox. The starting lineup for the Richmond Flying Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Ishmael Mungaya, followed by Will Wilson at shortstop, batting second. Donovan Walton is the designated hitter, batting third. Shane Matheny in center field cleans up. Carter Aldretti at third base bats fifth. Andy Thomas catches and bats sixth. Victor Barricotto in right field bats seventh. Logan Wyatt at first base, eighth. Jimmy Glowenke is at second base, batting ninth. The Flying Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Oseguera, Corey Elasic, and Lipso Nava. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. Richmond is 52-50 on the season, a one-game winning streak. 5-5 over their last 10, 30-21 at home, and they currently lead the Southwest Division in the second half with a 19-14 record. Again, their lineup features Mungaya, Wilson, Walton, Matheny, Aldretti, Thomas, Barricotto, Wyatt, Glowenke, all to face off against Alex Pham on the mound. The Diamond is 330 feet down the line to left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field. Again, the wind's moving out to left center so far this evening. As Mungaya was late to get into the batter's box, and he's going to be issued an automatic strike. He tried to hop in quickly, realizing that the clock was running. It'll be nothing and one to start on the left-handed hitter. Here's the first pitch in, and it's grounded to the right side. Greg Cullen charges and takes it on two hops, and arc toss to Maxwell Costas at first is in time. One pitch, one out for Alex Pham. Let's tell you about the defense. Left around in the outfield, you've got Judd Fabian, Cedric Mullins, Dylan Beavers, Max Wagner at third, Jackson Holliday at short, Greg Cullen at second, Maxwell Costas at first, and Ramon Rodriguez catches behind the plate for Alex Pham on the mound. Will Wilson up to bat now. Right-hander is back to Richmond after spending all season with AAA Sacramento. First pitch is a fastball called for strike on the outside. It's nothing and one. 234 average for Wilson, a 713 OPS with the Rivercats. 13 doubles, no triples, 13 homers, 47 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's a flinch, check swing. Outside, he went. First base umpire Justin Juska makes the call. It's quickly nothing and two. Alex Pham, a 5'11", 165-pound right-hander, drafted in 2021 by the Orioles out of the University of San Francisco, 19th round. Fires the 0-2 pitch, and it's punched over the right side again. Costas shuffles to his left slightly, grabs it in the baseline, and turns quickly to the bag, records the out unassisted, two away. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap, black shoulder stripe, and the black block buoy on the front of the jersey. Squirrels in their home whites, white pants, black cap, and you've got the Flying Squirrels word mark on the front of the jersey. Left-hander Donovan Walton up to bat. First game that the Bay Sox have seen him. First pitch is too far inside. That's the first offering outside of the zone for Alex Pham so far. 280 average for Walton, 907 OPS in eight games. He's got two home runs, 1-0. Swings and misses on a fastball up and away. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. 92 there from Alex Pham. Walton does have six runs batted in and five strikeouts against five walks, as the 1-1 is slapped foul into the netting left side. It's one ball and two strikes. Pham has a 1.78 ERA and an 0-1 record in seven games, six starts. He took his first loss last week while the Bay Sox were shut out offensively. He snaps set here looking for a perfect first inning. The 1-2 pitch, and it misses down and in. Bounces away slightly from Ramon Rodriguez, 2-2. Pham fired 5 1/3 innings on 83 pitches, 23 batters faced. He opened with three scoreless innings and allowed an unearned run following an error, 2-2. And it's fouled off of home plate. Count stays. It was a potential double play ball, but instead of getting the lead out at second base, the ball was instead thrown into left field. What could have been two outs was instead none. Pham allowed one run and then got through the frame. later allowed two runs after leaving. 2-2, popped up, foul ground. It's going to get out of play a little bit to the left of home plate. Count stays even here as Walton is trying to stay alive. Normally doesn't take his plate appearances too long. Walton is averaging less than 3 1/3 pitches per PA. Another 2-2. And it's driven to the left side on the ground. Backhanded by Jackson Holliday. Low transfer deep in the hole, and he throws it off target. Holliday could not make the transfer properly. Had to find the ball in his glove. Missed the clutch. And they're going to rule it a base hit for Donovan Walton in that fashion. With how hard Holliday had to curl on the ball, it was more of an impressive feat that he got there at all. So Walton is going to get on base with an infield single. Lengthy battle won by him, and now Shane Matheny. First pitch, and he punches it high, deep to second. Cullen has to back up and grab it in the outfield grass, but he's able to quickly throw to first, and Pham is right back to his quick work. Four up, three down for Pham. Strands a two-out single at first base. We're on to the second, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into the Diamond here in Richmond. Matt Sabatis with you as we get going with game one in this six-game series between the Bay Sox and the Squirrels. Late exit for the fans who had taken part in the mid-inning promotion. I think they were throwing big hula hoops on a trash can, something like a ring toss game. Either way, we're on to the second as Judd Fabian leads off. 156 average for the right-hander, and he cranks the first pitch foul. Hard hit shot will clink off of the shed. It's just past the Bay Sox bullpen, left field side. Nothing in one to start. 645 OPS for Fabian in 34 games. The ball left the bat at 108 miles an hour. Five doubles and a triple for Fabian, eight homers. Seven of them have been solo, 12 runs batted in as the next offering is too far outside. Fastball runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Fabian does have two of his home runs when he's the first batter of an inning. His first base is still going to play him in as the 1-1. He's lifted high out toward the left field corner. If this one stays fair, it could be trouble. Moongai is watching it. Let's see. This one's gone! Judd Fabian says goodbye! A 108-mile-an-hour rocket to put the Bay Sox up 1-0 here in the second. An amazing shot that just carried before finally getting out. That was breathtaking how high into the air it got, but Judd Fabian gets it done for the Bay Sox. That's his ninth of the season, RBI number 13, and Bowie takes the early lead, something that we haven't said too often lately. First pitch in to Max Wagner is called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing at one. Wagner making his double-A debut right now for Bowie. As the next comes in, and it's called for strike on the outside edge, nothing at two. 234 average for the right-hander and a 757 OPS in 80 games with High A Aberdeen as the next pitch is grounded high up the middle. Going to be a backhanded play at second base from Jimmy Glowenke. Deep in the hole, throw to first, bounces and is not caught by Logan Wyatt. Wagner beats it out. Let's see which way they flip that one on the scoreboard. I'd have to imagine base hit with how far up the middle it actually was. It is a single, and Max Wagner opens up his double-A career with a knock. Back-to-back base hits here for the Bay Sox to open up the second inning as they grab the 1-0 advantage. Greg Cullen will try to push the runner along. That's the seventh home run given up by Carson Seymour this season. Out of 21 total appearances, three of those homers have been by the Bay Sox. First pitch into Cullen, and the left-hander watches it miss too far inside. Count starts out at 1-0. 253 average for Cullen, and a 771 OPS in 25 games. Four doubles, no triples, one homer, 10 runs batted in this season. Here's the 1-0, and Cullen watches it miss outside. Fastball at 93, runs the count to two balls and no strikes. Seymour is coming off of a fantastic appearance against Altoona, earned him Eastern League Pitcher of the Week honors with 9 strikeouts, no walks, and only one hit over 5 scoreless. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Not completely on target. Logan Wyatt received the ball toward his left hip. Wagner did have 26 steals and 31 tries at High A Aberdeen, so he's one to watch. 2-0. And Cullen watches fastball right down Broadway, 2-1. Bet you see the stolen base attempt now after the middle fastball. Try to go for something off speed and get the chase. They look for low and away. And a balk. Wagner balked. Or Seymour balked. Seymour balked. Wagner is going to get to second base without really needing to put in the effort. Got a little bit too preoccupied with that runner at first base, and Wagner gets free advancement into scoring position. The count stays at 2-1 here on Greg Cullen. Here's the next, and Cullen watches fastball called for strike. A little bit generous on the inside half at 96. Count goes to 2-2, and Cullen will call for time. 5 innings for Seymour last week was only the second time all season that the right-hander had thrown 5. He actually got an extremely rare win earlier this year as the 2-2 is swung on and missed inside for strike 3. As the first strikeout for Carson Seymour, still just the first out in this second inning as Cullen is retired, Ramon Rodriguez will bat now. San Francisco has been very delicate with some of their starting pitchers this season. They did not allow a starting pitcher to even start the fifth inning until May. Here's Ramon Rodriguez, a 250 average, 745 OPS in 33 games. First pitch, and he pops it foul out of play right side. Count starts out at nothing and one. Seymour was routinely topping out at 4 innings. Did not enter the fifth until July 15th against Harrisburg. On the road, he picked up his first win. It was a 2-1 win, skin of his teeth, allowing just one run in 5 innings. But then his next start was an interesting one, and I'll tell you about it in a second as we wait on the 0-1 here to Rodriguez. The next, and it's a breaking ball. Misses too far up and in, 1-1. Seymour had given up 2 runs in the fifth inning and left before the fifth inning ended. 4 2/3 of an inning. A reliever came in, finished the inning, and then the sky opened up as the 1-1 is popped foul out of play right side. 1-2. It poured in Akron, and they had to call the game. Richmond was up 3-2, and the scorers were in a bit of a dilemma because the relief pitcher had, in a way, earned a save. But he was the only relief pitcher. The 1-2 is swung on and missed outside for strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs for Carson Seymour. And now Maxwell Costas will bat with runner at second here in the second. Bowie leads 1-0. Starting pitcher to earn a win has to throw at least 5 innings. Seymour did not throw 5 innings, but you couldn't necessarily give it to the relief pitcher because he earned a save maintaining the 1-run lead. There is a rare rule that allows for this. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is swung on and missed high. Nothing in one to open. Seymour was granted the win despite only throwing 4 2/3 innings in a starting role. The reliever who came after him earned a save. 0-1 pitch on Costas, and he flinches. More of a half swing. He went around on a breaking ball outside. It's nothing in two. 2.42 average for Costas and an 8.71 OPS in 45 games with High A Aberdeen this year. Six doubles, one triple, nine homers, 28 runs batted in. Runner at second, two down, the 0-2. And it misses high, a fastball, one ball and two strikes. 13 pitches in the first for Seymour. That was already his 32nd pitch. So this next one will be his 20th of the inning after Bowie led off with a Judd Fabian home run and a Max Wagner single. The 1-2 pitch. And it's hit up the middle. That one is grabbed by Glowenke on a couple of hops. He'll dive and keep it in the infield. Costas is able to beat out any potential throw. Nothing came, but that saved the run from scoring. Max Wagner took a hard round of third and had to stop. Jimmy Glowenke keeps it a 1-0 game, but Maxwell Costas does have a single here in his first Double-A plate appearance. So the two Maxes getting it done for Bowie here in their first taste of Double-A action. They stand at the corners now for the big leaguer to try and drive them in. Cedric Mullins single to right field in the first inning before getting caught stealing second base. First pitch home, and Mullins watches it. Fastball called for strike on the top half of the plate. Nothing in one to start. First and third, two down. Bowie up 1-0. Already four hits for the Bay Sox. Here's the 0-1. And it's too far down, one ball and one strike. Most hits given up by Seymour in any individual start this season is 7. As a matter of fact, that was a relief appearance. But any individual appearance, any individual start is 6. 1-1 pitch. Way too far up. Two balls and one strike here on Mullins. His season high as a start was actually against Bowie. Came all the way back in April. Let's go ahead and walk down memory lane, why don't we? Bowie lost that game 4-2. Bay Sox rallied for a few hits in the third. Next pitch to Mullins is called for strike. Changeup grabs the upper outside corner of the zone. It's 2-2 as Mullins has not picked the bat up off his shoulder yet. And Zach Watson and John Rhodes both had RBI knocks in that one. Bowie only scored 2 runs. And like I said, lost 4-2. Mullins calls for time. Lefty steps back in. The 2-2. And Mullins grounds it slowly to first. Pinched in, Logan Wyatt can easily scoop it at the wrist and go step on the bag to end the inning. Bowie gets a leadoff home run from Judd Fabian, but they do strand 2 on base. Either way, we go to the bottom of the second, and they lead 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs, and more importantly, get your employees home safely, because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
On to the bottom of the second here at the Diamond as the Bay Sox grab a 1-0 lead. Judd Fabian with a leadoff home run to open this frame. Alex Pham will try to maintain it here against 5, 6, and 7 in the Richmond lineup. Carter Aldretti leads off. 225 average, 657 OPS in the first pitch. He stiffens up to watch a fastball sit right down the middle. Nothing in one to start. 78 games for Aldretti. 15 doubles, no triples, 9 homers, 3 of them against Bowie. 37 runs batted in. Next pitch outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. After Aldretti, it'll be Andy Thomas and then Victor Barracudo to bat. Here's the 1-1 from Pham, and it's popped foul out of play behind home. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pham made one appearance against Richmond last month when the Bay Sox were here at the Diamond and worked fine. Again, that was a series of two halves for Bowie. Pham did earn the save in the appearance as the 1-2 misses too high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gene Pinto had put together one of the most efficient starts that we've seen from any Bay Sox pitcher. 6 innings on just 60 pitches. He allowed 1 run on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts, no walks. 2-2 pitch here, and it's in there for strike 3. Dropped the curveball onto the top half of the zone. Alex Pham works a backwards K. 1 gone here in the second. It was a nice one. Don't see the curveball too often from Alex Pham. But he makes it happen, and now Andy Thomas will bat. Left-hander with a 214 average on the season, 668 OPS in 82 games. 10 doubles, 1 triple, 10 home runs, 48 runs batted in. First pitch. Thomas watches fastball. Just miss. Up and away, I suppose. Height had to play into that one, as it's 1-0 to start. Thomas has 2 of his 10 homers against the Bay Sox this season. Here's the 1-0, and it's popped foul out of play left side. 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, these two teams have seen each other enough that it almost feels relevant to talk about how much damage they've done against each other specifically. When I mention things like Matheny having 3 of his 5 homers against the Bay Sox, Aldretti having 3 of his 9. Here's a beautiful punt. Laid up the third baseline. Barehanded by Pham, but he throws to first. It goes a bit wild, but fortunately backed up by Greg Cullen. It'll be an infield single by Andy Thomas as he surprised the bunt attempt down. Pham's dismount, of course, brought him a little bit toward the first base side, and having to quickly change direction like that threw him off. Thomas is aboard with a one-out bunt single, and now Victor Barracudo will bat here. That was a strong play by Thomas. Catchers are surprisingly good at that sometimes, their understanding of the zone. First pitch to Barracudo is called for strike. Curveball grabs the middle of the plate. It's nothing in one. 172 average for Barracudo, a 556 OPS. 18 games with 1 double, 1 triple, 2 homers, 5 runs batted in. He's had some injury woes. The 0-1 is fouled off behind home. It's nothing in two. Well, so far today, we have not seen too many first pitch attacks from Richmond. Here's a pickoff throw to first, but it was only about a step and a half off the plate for Thomas. Mungayo went after the first pitch he saw. Wilson did not, Walton did not, Matheny did. That's 2 for 4 right there in the first inning, and then each of the first 3 in this inning. So 5 of the 7. Next pitch misses high. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes here on Barracudo. 5 of the 7 batters so far against Pham have let the first pitch go through. But Pham only has 2 first pitch balls. 1-2 pitch. Way too far up and in. Fastball a little wild. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But these two teams have played each other enough that it seems relevant to talk about the damage they've done to each other specifically. And it's been a very tightly contested season series. 2-2. Curveball. Too high. Run it full here after Pham had started ahead. Nothing in two. Runner at first. 1 gone here in the second with Bowie up 1-0. Pham delivers. And it's a late swing. Rolled foul. Third base side as Barracudo tried after the curveball. 1 for 8 on a full count this season. Barracudo. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. Bay Sox pitchers have run into this issue a couple of times on and off throughout the year. Pham has plenty of times been immune as the 3-2 is lined. Foul, right side, racing on it. Beavers is going to watch it get out of play. Hung up a little while, but it still stays full. Now you've seen Carlos Tavera run into this problem plenty. Chase McDermott had that issue a ton. Working ahead, nothing and two, one and two, and then running it full, seeing a few foul balls as well as the 3-2 was fouled off again. That was the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. All of this coming with tying run at first base and just one out here in the second inning. Pham approaches 30 pitches after needing just 12 in the first. Wind has died down here at the ballpark as Pham snaps ready. Another 3-2. Check swing, down and away, ball four. That's the worst of it all. To start ahead, nothing and two, lose him on three straight pitches outside, have him foul off three straight pitches, and then lose him entirely. You wasted nine pitches to let him get on base. Those could be nine valuable pitches down the line. Here's Logan Wyatt now. First pitch in the lefty. Takes a half swing and accidentally rolls it foul. Didn't mean to go after that curveball, but just got enough of it. Nothing and one to start with first and second, one gone. Wyatt inning 211 on the season. 664 OPS in 35 games. Six doubles, no triples, three homers, 13 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it misses too far down and inside. One ball and one strike. Bowie would need to win this series 4-2 in order to tie the season series with Richmond. Anything worse than that, and the Bay Sox will lose the season series. 1-1. Driven high and deep out to right field. Beavers is going to turn at the warning track and watch this one go. Go ahead, three-run home run for Logan Wyatt. His fourth of the season, he's got 16 RBI, and the Bay Sox find themselves trailing. It is 3-1. Well, you can almost feel something brewing the way that Pham was dancing around the zone over the last two batters. He needed to find some specific pitch to work for a swinging strike, but that fastball, as it had been working a little bit middle lately, was not going to work all the time. 95 miles an hour off the bat and 372 feet away from home plate. We move on now to Jimmy Glowenke. First pitch to him is fouled off right side. It's nothing and one to start. That is only the second home run given up by Alex Pham here at the AA level. The next pitch to Glowenke misses down. It's one ball and one strike now. Pham last gave up a home run back at the start of July against Somerset at Prince George's Stadium. That was it. Here's the 1-1, and Glowenke checks his swing on a pitch outside. He went. One ball and two strikes now. 239 average and a 707 OPS for Glowenke in 45 games. 10 doubles, no triples, four homers, 22 ribby. 1-2 pitch. And it's too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. Pham allowed a home run to Aaron Polensky of Somerset. The Bay Sox had to come from behind in that game. Next pitch, grounded high up the third baseline, but foul. Count stays even at two. Bowie eventually lost in 11 innings. That was their longest game of the season in terms of innings, not necessarily of time. Right now, Pham, when you do talk about command of the strike zone, he has at least been holding on to that. Doesn't have a bad strike rate, but too many foul balls. 2-2 pitch. And it's driven foul, right side out of play. Lengthy plate appearances from these foul balls. Another 2-2. And a drive out to right field. Beavers is going to go back to the warning track again, square this one up, and quickly turn to make the catch. The way Beaver's body language was reading made it seem as if he was going to have his back to the infield the entire time, but I think he was still just kind of navigating what it's like to have a little bit more outfield space here as compared to Prince George's Stadium. So Glowenke out to right, and there's two gone as the first trip through the Richmond lineup is done. They collect three runs on just three hits with one walk, one strikeout. First pitch to Ismael Mungaya now is grounded up the first baseline, but foul. A little bit too hard of a pull there on the leadoff batter, who grounded out to second his first time up. But a 3-1 game here in Richmond. Bay Sox are very familiar with working from behind early over the last few days. But as this inning is extending, Bowie is getting an arm warming in their bullpen. Here's the next. It's called for strike at the knees, and the count goes to nothing and two here on Mungaya. Ignacio Feliz is getting loose as Pham is about to throw his 31st pitch of the inning. Another 0-2. And it's driven in the air left center field. Looks to be playable between Fabian and Mullins. Fabian makes the call, and the left fielder ends the inning. But a lengthy inning, and not the best for Alex Pham, but the Bay Sox can recover. Three-run home run by Logan Wyatt sends us to the third with Bowie trailing 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you. Because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's luminishealth.org, to schedule today.
Well, fans, don't forget about the Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday night at Prince George's Stadium. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30, all presented by Bud Light. Next one comes your way Thursday, August 17th. Get your tickets at baysox.com. Third inning here in Richmond. First pitch to Jackson Holliday is fouled off of the batter. It's nothing and one to start. As Bowie finds themselves down now 3-1. Two home runs, one for each side. And I've told the story of this game. Judd Fabian with a leadoff home run in the second. Logan Wyatt with a go-ahead three-run blast in the bottom of the frame. Garson Seymour is back to work, and the next pitch here is called for strike at the knees. Nothing and two. Holliday walked back in the first inning on a 3-1 pitch and got forced out at second to end the frame. Seymour needed 24 pitches to get through the second. This will be his 40th overall. The 0-2 is a slow swing and grounded up the first base line, but it's going to trickle foul as Holliday did have to slide a little bit out of the way to make sure that he didn't actually run into the ball himself. Seymour was smart as he descended from the mound, decided not to really put in full effort for that ball and just let it roll a little bit away. That's exactly what happened. It eventually rolled foul. And instead of risking Holliday beating out a throw to first, with which his speed was likely, Seymour would just like to continue to keep matters within his own hands. Still nothing in two, as the next pitch is sliced into left field, a base hit. Seymour kept it into his own hands, but Jackson Holliday decided to extend his hit streak to seven consecutive games with a pretty easy line drive single instead of a little dribbler. So a leadoff base knock. The Bay Sox have gotten a base hit from the first batter of all three innings so far today. So far, only one of those runners has scored, and that was Fabian's home run. They could make it two of them if Holliday could come around. Dylan Beavers to bat. First pitch into the lefty, and it's a fastball. Misses too far, down and away. 1-0 to start. But five base hits early on is, of course, very promising for the Bay Sox. Want to see that continue. Can't let up, especially as you're just getting started on the second trip through the batting order against Carson Seymour. 1-0 pitch to Beavers, and he gets a piece into the mid of the catcher. High fastball, one ball and one strike. Beavers flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. John Rhodes on deck, windmilling his left arm right now and taking a couple of practice swings. With the wind picking up to left field, 1-1 goes that way. Not a foul ball, too far for Beavers as the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Great turnout as always here at the Diamond. They put together a strong show at this facility. Their off-field promotions are always very highly rated in minor league baseball. 1-2 pitch. And it's cracked on the line to right center field and down a base hit. Holiday is going to go to second. They throw it toward third so he can get back to second easily after a big round. But Beavers has hits in five of his six games now here at AA. Six hits for the Bay Sox so far this evening. And they've got tying run on base with go-ahead run coming up to bat in John Rhodes. So that already ties the most hits given up by Seymour here in a starting role this season. Again, a metric that Bowie had put together back at the end of April. Looks like the bullpen catcher for Richmond is going to make his way out to the bullpen from the dugout. See if they get someone stewing soon enough. Rhodes bounced into a fielder's choice at second. It was a hard-hit ball, but it still ended the first inning. Double play ball could be on the table here. Rhodes is hit into eight. First pitch. This isn't a double play ball. Popped up. First base side. Foul ground. Tough for Wyatt and Barricotto. Who's going to get there? No one. It gets into the seats. Only about one row deep. So still a little bit of a sour feel there for the fielders. It was just outside of everyone's range, though, despite how close it may have seemed. Nothing in one to start here on Rhodes. We talked a little bit last week and during the pregame show about how Bowie had been so methodical at the plate, meticulous in nature when it came to their swing decisions, chasing starters from the game very early. The 0-1 pitch to Rhodes. Too far outside, one ball and one strike. Today has already seemed very similar. Only two innings of work for Carson Seymour in terms of outs recorded. Just six outs on what's been 47 pitches already. First base plays in as the 1-1. Is hop foul again. This one more succinctly to the right side and out. One ball and two strikes here on John Rhodes. Sun is mostly gotten behind the stadium awnings. The way the sun sets at this ballpark, it practically goes directly into the center fielder's eyes when it just dips further and further back behind home plate. 1-2 pitch. And it's just fouled off. Rhodes is able to get the front end of his bat on it into the catcher's left leg. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. But as that sun sets, it leaves a small stream of sunlight pretty much directly into the center fielder's eyes for a brief time. Most of the year, once it gets to around 7:10, the facility is tall enough that the rest of the field is covered in shade. Seymour steps off the back of the rubber. That's his first disengagement, as Bowie has first and second with none out here in the top of the third, trailing by two. Seymour holds. 1-2 pitch. Rhodes swings and misses. Pitch away and in the dirt. He's down on strikes. Third strikeout for Carson Seymour. All of his strikeouts now have come after back-to-back base hits to open an inning. He gave up the Fabian homer and the Wagner single before striking out a pair. And now singles to Holiday and Beavers before striking out Rhodes. Judd Fabian will step back up, though, and see if he can maybe do something different. First pitch, and Fabian bounces it to short, a potential double play ball. Scooped by Wilson onto Glowenke, back to Wyatt, inning over. Fabian hits into his second double play of the inning, or of the year, and while the Bay Sox get leadoff singles, they get nothing out of it. We're on to the bottom of the third. Bowie trails by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baitoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Bottom of the third here in Richmond as the Bay Sox had a chance in the top of the frame, but just bounced themselves out of it. Judd Fabian grounding into his second double play of the season, spoiling a two-base start. First pitch to Will Wilson is a rocket shot foul, left side and out of play. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, left the bat at 97 from Alex Pham. It's nothing and one to start here on the number two batter in the lineup. Next pitch, and Wilson watches it skip in. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. And that's 44 pitches so far for Alex Pham. Needed 30 in the second inning. The Bay Sox were on the cusp of pulling him had he not put down Ismael Mungaya on just two pitches. 1-1 pitch. Curveball, grounded foul again. Third base side, it's 1-2. Wilson grounded out to first base back in the first inning. After him, it'll be Donovan Walton and then Shane Matheny to bat. One-two pitch from Pham. Fastball just misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Here's the next. And it's popped foul behind home plate. High fastball there. Well, the Bay Sox really would have liked a long outing from Pham, but that second inning is almost certainly going to take away that opportunity. As the next is grounded to short, Holiday was placed perfectly for it, waits and lobs an easy toss over to first in time. 6-3 put out, gets the third inning started, and now Donovan Walton will bat. Because Pham is already well over half of the way to his season-high pitch count with Bowie of 83. And that was in his last appearance against Portland. So he'd have to settle in and probably get one inning, maybe even two innings, of fewer than 10 pitches. First pitch to Donovan Walton is called for strike on the inside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Walton single deep in the hole to short back in the first inning. Got left there. He was the only base runner. As the 0-1 pitch is cracked in the air, shallow on the infield, left side. Holiday shades over and makes the catch. That at least helps out Pham just a little bit, and maybe he could put together a inning under 10 pitches. He would have to put down Shane Matheny on the first pitch, and Matheny did go down on the first pitch in the first. He grounded out to second base. He waits on the first pitch here, though, and it misses too far down. 1-0 to start. Can be the double-edged sword in some ways because Alex Pham has not been throwing very many first-pitch balls. As a matter of fact, that is only the third. As the next here is fouled off left side, it's one ball and one strike. So just three first-pitch balls against what's been 13 batters faced. But when you get 10 first-pitch strikes like that, sometimes the batter can go after the first pitch, and Richmond has done that a couple of times already today. 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Curveball down, very nice. Curveball, and it's 1-2. Bases empty, two gone as Pham looks for a perfect bounce back inning. The 1-2 pitch. Too far down and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Pham, we've already established this season, is not the strikeout caliber pitcher. 25 strikeouts in 30 and a third innings. The 2-2 is too far up and away. Run the count full. But part of that means is that sometimes experienced batters can realize that they can wait once they get to a two-strike count, because Pham probably won't give them something in the zone. The payoff pitch is outside, ball four. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Pham has one strikeout right now against 13 batters faced. He's just walked his second batter. And just like his first walk, he was ahead with two strikes. Through three consecutive out of the zone, trying to get the weak contact or trying to get the chase, and just couldn't find that medium. Here's Carter Aldretti. First pitch misses high. It's 1-0 to start. It's plate appearances like that that limit a pitcher's ability to go five innings and earn wins. I know the win can be an outdated statistic, but still. The 1-0 called for strike in the outside half of the plate. It's 1-1. Aldretti struck out looking in the second inning on a 2-2 pitch. The wind carries out to center field, a little bit left center. 1-1. Curveball, beauty, swung on and missed. Comes in a bit down, and it's 1-2. The Bay Sox down 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. Pham still plenty of time for a scoreless inning. The 1-2 pitch. Too far up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Gotta take it plate appearance by plate appearance. Don't have it happen again, where you work ahead and then fall behind. 2-2. Curveball, swung on and missed high for strike three. Pham got on it just enough to strike out Aldretti. Only two strikeouts he's picked up today, but it's good enough to end the third inning. We're on to the fourth with Bowie down by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening, you understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, it's a very fine day in Richmond, I can say that much. As we get going with the fourth inning, the first pitch to Max Wagner is fouled off of the catcher's mask. Nothing in one to start. 6, 7, and 8 in the Bowie lineup to bat as they trail 3-1 here with Carson Seymour back to work. Right-hander has thrown 52 pitches now as Wagner is one of six base hits for the Bay Sox. Next offering, and he bounces it off of the mound up toward the second baseman. Glowenke scoops at the wrist and throws to first base in time. 4-3 put out as Wagner is retired, and that's the first inning that Bowie has not gotten the leadoff batter on base. Three base hits for Bowie to get it done, but again, only one of them scoring, Judd Fabian's home run. Well, like I said, a fair day here in Richmond. 82 degrees, sunny, looking at dip down to just the mid-70s early into the night. Looking at too much nastiness at all over the course of this series. Should be a fun week in Richmond. First pitch to Greg Cullen is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one to start. Cullen struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch back in the second after working ahead 2-0. The next pitch here, and he grounds it foul right side. No balls and two strikes. Cullen has had a very keen eye at the plate for the Bay Sox since joining them full-time recently. 21 walks against just 19 strikeouts this year. Base is empty, one away. The next. Misses too far inside. One ball and two strikes. You know, they've got a specific promotion ahead of today's game. Richmond does. His time is called. Seymour gets a new baseball. It's the salute to the Virginia Peanut Growers Association. I didn't know peanuts were a reasonable export from Virginia. Granted, I think all of my knowledge of peanuts comes from George Washington Carver or Jimmy Carter. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Cullen swings and misses on a fastball up and away. He strikes out twice in his first two at-bats, and he's not pleased with himself. You can understand why. Cullen has been so strong at avoiding the punch-out for the Bay Sox lately. And there's quickly two gone here in the fourth. Yeah, there's a peanut mascot here at the ballpark. I didn't know that Virginia Peanuts were so popular that they had an association, let alone a mascot. First pitch to Ramon Rodriguez is bounced to second. Off of the mound again. Glowenke gloves and throws to first. Three up, three down inning as the Bay Sox offense is held hitless for the first time today. We go to the bottom of the fourth. They still trail by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the bottom of the fourth here in Richmond. A 3-1 game. Squirrels still on top. Alex Pham is navigating a couple of lengthy innings for the Bay Sox. Hopefully at this rate he can get through at least five for Bowie. The Bay Sox offense can back him up some. First pitch to Andy Thomas is called for strike. Breaking ball on the outside half. That's the first pitch called strike for Alex Pham since eight batters ago. Victor Barakoto, who started behind nothing at one before walking. Next pitch popped up on the infield. Into shallow left now. Jackson Holliday makes the call. Left fielder is coming down, but Holliday makes the catch. Two different pop-outs to the shortstop already today, and Thomas is put out after he reached on a bunt single in the second and scored. Now here's Barakoto. As mentioned, fell behind nothing in two, but walked in the second inning. Scored on Logan Wyatt's three-run home run. Pham brings in the first, and it's a cracked bat out toward right field, a base hit. just stuck his bat way into the other batter's box on a changeup. The bat went to third. The ball went to right field in Barracuda as it's in back-to-back games. Bat traveled 89 feet, broke at the handle. It's never how anyone draws it up, but that's just what happened. Richmond has base runners in all four innings so far as the Bay Sox were held without for the first time in the top of this frame. Now Logan Wyatt will bat after his three-run home run back in the second. First pitch. And he watches fastball miss high. It's 1-0 to start. I said it, we've not seen too many first pitch balls for Alex Pham today. That's only the fifth. This is his 17th batter. Here's the next. Still too high. Not sure if the curveball isn't breaking enough. What Pham might be trying for. Curveball again. Still too high. Three balls and no strikes. See if Wyatt has the green light. He did, and cranks it into deep center. Mullins is tracking it. Warning track now. Stops. Runs in to make the catch. That was a pretty deep drive. Fortunately enough, Pham stuck with the high off speed. Wyatt had to go way up into the air to get it. And couldn't get it far enough out of the outfield. So two down. And now Jimmy Glowenke. First pitch, and the righty watches called strike. Curveball locates that time. A little bit in the bottom half of the plate, but split it down the middle, nothing in one. Glowenke flew out to right field in the second inning. Next pitch. And he lifted high and deep to left field. Fabian is headed back to the warning track, but looks to see it, and he makes the catch just before crossing onto that gravel. Couple of hard-hit fly balls, but ultimately no damage against Pham around a one-out single. We're on to the fifth. Bowie trails by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Already on to the fifth inning here in Richmond as the Bay Sox still find themselves down 3-1. Just for a moment they had twice as many hits as the Squirrels. Victor Barracuda's single made it a 6-hits-to-4-hits scenario. Either way, Bay Sox out-hitting them as they trail by two. First pitch to Maxwell Costas, misses too far inside, and it's 1-0 to start here on the number 9 batter. It was a 7-pitch fourth inning for Carson Seymour as he retired the side on two groundouts and a strikeout. Here's the next, and Costas curls back on an inside breaking ball. It's two balls and no strikes. Costas had an infield single back in the second inning and got left at first base, but we had them at the corners in that frame. Here's the 2-0, and he pops it up right side. Can of corn for the center fielder, Matheny, makes the catch. Slow jog down, and he brings it in. Seems like a good day for the O's right now over Framber Valdez and the Astros. Reigning champs in town, but the O's lead 5-0. Ryan Mountcastle hit it just about as far as you could see a mountain. 472 feet. Adley Rutschman picks up a two-run shot. 5-0 Baltimore. One gone here in the fifth, and someone who hopes to join that squad soon enough. Cedric Mullins up to bat. First pitch misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. Again, groin injury for Mullins that had kept him off of the roster since July 15th. 2-for-12 on his rehab and has a floated line drive out toward right center field here. This one is down. Picked up by the right fielder, Barracoto. Well, Mullins 3-for-13 with a one-out single here. Couple of bloop shots, but base hit's a base hit. He's timing up his pitches. You see it on the scorecard? It's a line drive. Here's Jackson Holliday. Ready on lefty. Holliday 1-for-1. First pitch. You watch his fastball miss up and away. 1-0 to start. Wonder if Seymour really challenges him much here. And after losing him on 5 pitches in the first inning, and then giving up a single on an 0-2 count in the third. 1-0 pitch. Too far outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Mullins got caught stealing second base in the first inning. Could see them trying again. Andy Thomas does have a strong caught stealing rate, but has still allowed 54 stolen bases this year. 2-0. Too far outside. 3-0. Definitely don't see it happening now. Main question is, does Holliday go after a 3-0? With the wind out to the other direction. The pitch. He doesn't go after it. It's up and away, a 4-pitch walk. Fastball from Seymour was not locating in that plate appearance. Only 2 walks today from Carson Seymour. Both of them have been against Jackson Holliday. Mullins goes to second, tying run on base for Dylan Beavers. Beavers 1-for-2, singled up the middle in the third inning. First pitch. And he watches it. Breaking ball. Called for strike in the outside half. It's nothing and one. Seymour looks back second, brings in the next, and Beavers watches it again. Same pitch. Same spot. Same result. Nothing and two. Beavers flew out to left field in the first pitch he saw in the first inning. As Bowie trails by 2 here, Mullins at second base. 0-2 pitch, and Beavers holds off. Thought about the fastball as it tailed just a little bit outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Seymour has the next, and Beavers swings and misses high for strike 3. Fifth strikeout for Carson Seymour. Didn't seem as if Beavers was fully in command of that plate appearance the whole way through. That high fastball at 96 was at the chin. John Rhodes to bat now. Still a chance for the Bay Sox with tying run on base. Holliday over at first with first base playing very in the baseline. First pitch. Rhodes fouls it off of the catcher and the umpire, I think. Goes back to the screen anyway. It's nothing in one. Rhodes is 0-for-2. Reached on a fielder's choice that ended the first inning. Struck out swinging back in the third. Seymour at 73 pitches. The next is in the zone for a called strike. Curveball fooled Rhodes. Seymour has done an excellent job today working around runners on base, runners in scoring position. You could still go out for the next inning, though, as the 0-2 And swung on and missed down for strike three. I can almost see it happening now. As the Bay Sox strand two more runners on base, they have been running in a little bit of trouble right now. They've left six on over five. Halfway home here in game one of six between Bowie and Richmond. The Bay Sox trail by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Give a shout out to Jazz out in Baltimore for tuning into the broadcast this evening. Thank you so much for stopping on by as we settle back in at the diamond here. First pitch to Ishmael Mungaya. Looked like he was trying to run a bunt up the first base line, but never threw his bat out. He was just running up the line. It's called a strike. Nothing and one to start. Very interesting opening gambit there. Next pitch is bounced over to short. Holiday charges in, gloves it in the baseline, and throws to first easily. Mungaya put out 6-3, and that's how the fifth inning gets started for Alex Pham on the mound. Bowie down by two. Remember, if you ever want a shout-out on the broadcast, be sure to interact with the Bay Sox on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Bowie Bay Sox. Very simple. No difference between any of the three. Will Wilson will bat now as Alex Pham is up to 72 pitches. First pitch into the righty, and he watches it. Fastball called for strike on the inside half. It's nothing and one. Wilson 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice, once to first, once to short. As the 0-1 is too far down and away, one ball and one strike. Really what I think Bowie just wants the most out of this inning is for Alex Pham to get through. Stay under his season-high pitch count of 83. Get it done without allowing any damage. 1-1 pitch. Curveball just misses too high. I'm not sure by how much. Runs the count to two balls and one strike. Split the middle of the plate, but I suppose just a shade too far up. 2-1. This is too far outside. Changeup runs the count to three balls and one strike. Even if Pham does go past his 83-pitch high, that's not the worst thing. You do have to stretch pitchers out as you develop them. That's the point of the minors. 3-1 pitch. And it's lifted in the air, shallow right field. Long wait for Dylan Beavers. He'll run down a long way and make the catch. I'm not sure if Beavers found it as quickly as Greg Cullen did at second base, but Cullen was not going to have a play on that ball. Beavers fortunately had the long legs to make the trek. There's two away after Pham had started ahead 0-1 and fallen behind 3-1. Now here's Donovan Walton. As Pham looks to polish off his third consecutive scoreless inning. First pitch into the lefty, and Walton holds off on a fastball, called for strike upper inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. 3-1 Richmond, seven hits for the Bay Sox, only four for the Squirrels. Next pitch, too far outside. One ball and one strike. Walton had an infield single in the first. Was hit it to the wrong side of the shortstop to make it too difficult for Holiday to play on, but then he popped out to Holiday in the third. 1-1. Fastball moves too far up and in, two balls and one strike. Here's the next. Curveball called for strike. That one in pretty much the same spot as that 1-1 pitch to Will Wilson. All the while, Walton is an inch or two shorter of Wilson. Oh, goodness. By the way, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton was frustrated at that call and asked for time. But now we reset as Pham delivers. Just misses down. Run it full here on Walton. Haven't seen too many full counts for Alex Pham today. But just plenty of foul balls on 2 strike counts. That's been the difference. Walton has walked in both of his full count plate appearances. Payoff pitch. And he cranks it in the air to right center field. Fairly deep, but Mullins is tracking it with confidence. He makes the catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track. That's the first perfect inning for Alex Pham. Couldn't ask for a better time to see it come through. We go to the sixth as Bowie trails by 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As 2 of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Well, a pitching change here in Richmond as we move on to the sixth inning. A game defined by just 2 home runs as Judd Fabian got Bowie on the board in the second, a leadoff solo blast. Richmond got theirs in the bottom half of that frame, a go-ahead shot by Logan Wyatt. And it's 3-1 as we enter the sixth. Blake Rivera takes over on the mound. First pitch to Judd Fabian, misses too high. Fastball opens the count up at 1-0. Carson Seymour is in line for his 3rd win of the season. If the lead can be maintained for the Squirrels, Bay Sox will, of course, try to do something about that. 1-0 pitch. Fabian watches it miss outside. 2 balls and no strikes. 5 innings of work for Seymour. Did allow 7 hits, which tied a season's high. Gave up just 1 run, however. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. And, of course, the run was on 1 home run, his 7th of the season. 2-0 pitch. And Fabian watches it miss too far inside. 3 balls and no strikes for a slow start from Rivera. Fabian 1-for-2, hit into an inning-ending double play in the third. First base playing in the 3-0 pitch. Fabian lets it go for a called strike on the outside half of the plate. Questionable. Previous pitch was a little bit closer to the zone. Well, that one may have been a bit outside. Either way, it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Still a hitter's count, and the offering from Rivera is swung on and missed down. Run it full here on Fabian, who's got a 118 average and a full count. Strikes out half the time. Rivera holds set at the waist. 3-2. Check swing outside. He didn't go. Fabian holds up and draws the leadoff walk. Bowie has put the first batter of the inning on base now in 4 of their 6 innings of action. Rivera walks the first batter he sees. 3rd walk overall for Richmond pitching, and now Max Wagner will bat. Blake Rivera, a 6'4", 225-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Smith's Station, Alabama. 4th round selection by the Giants all the way back in 2018. First pitch into Max Wagner is a bouncer over to the left side. High chop picked by the shortstop Wilson. Goes to Glowenke for one. Back to Wyatt, but it's not in time for the double play. Wagner had just enough of the speed to beat it out, and Justin Juska is going to get an argument from the fans and now from Dennis Pelphrey as well. Richmond has a robust replay system. We'll see. And yes, he beat that out. It's a pretty easy call on the second look, but obviously you're at this level, you normally don't get the second look. So a 6-4 fielder's choice eliminates Judd Fabian. Wagner replaces him at first base, and with one out, here's Greg Cullen to bat. First pitch into the left-hander, and Cullen watches fastball miss too far outside. 1-0 to start. Blake Rivera, 30 appearances in the season, a 1-4 record and a 4.58 ERA. 37 and one-thirds innings, he's got 49 strikeouts, 35 walks. 1-0 pitch. And Cullen watches fastball right down Broadway, 1-1. Rivera has only allowed one home run. Three save opportunities. He has blown just one, converted two. Left-handers have gotten on base a little bit more often against him. He's got a strikeout-to-walk ratio nearly at an even one. 1-1 is swung on and missed down. It's one ball and two strikes against Cullen. And against the righties, it's almost 2-1. We lost a couple of their lefties via roster moves ahead of today's game. Here's a pickoff throw to first. It's close, and it's in time. He had caught Wagner with his secondary lead midair. Wagner picked off, and that's the second out of the inning. Bay Sox have had their opportunities today, but have just not been able to make that big push. The amount of base runners that they've had lead you to believe that they should have brought somebody along organically. But no, still the only run in today's game is Judd Fabian's solo home run, and the bases have been emptied. Now the 1-2 pitch to Cullen is too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. Cullen quickly snaps back into the box, not one to commit a pitch clock violation. Bowie has already left six on base, and they've had a handful of runners taken off of the base paths. 2-2. And Cullen floats it out toward left field. It's down for a base hit. Bloop single just high off of the barrel of the bat over the third baseman's head. And Cullen has hits in two of his last three games now. Extends the inning at the very least for Ramon Rodriguez to try and do something. Rodriguez 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. First pitch, and the righty watches fastball bounce in low, and it gets away slowly enough from Thomas that Cullen can advance to second base. It had rolled slightly behind Rodriguez, and Thomas didn't notice it at first. And by the time he was trying to get there, Rodriguez did the right thing in not moving. If Rodriguez moved, he could have been called for obstruction, and the runner would have to go back to first base. But instead, it's a 1-0 count and a runner in scoring position now. Next pitch, and it's popped foul out of play right side. Count goes even at one ball and one strike. Rodriguez grounded out to second base his last time up. As Bowie trails by two, I said it, they've had six runners left on base today, but they've had three taken off of the base paths. Dylan Beavers not taken out on a double play. Max Wagner, who just got picked off. And Cedric Mullins, who got caught stealing in the first inning. 1-1 pitch. And it's a flinch breaking ball. Just missed down. I'm not sure by how much. Either way, it's two balls and one strike here on Rodriguez. As Bowie, as mentioned, is just trying to get something done organically for the first time today. Do what? Rodriguez lifted in the air. Center field, not very deep. Matheny will run it down and make the catch to end the inning. Bowie gets a walk and a single, but don't do much with it. Bottom of the sixth coming up as they still trail by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Richmond as Bowie still finds themselves trailing by just two. Bay Sox have left seven on base, had three taken off of the base paths, and left another runner in scoring position in the top of this frame. Alex Pham is done for the day. He's in line for his second loss at the AA level. It was a near-quality start for Pham, however. Just one pitch has ruined his day. Still couldn't have his luck turn around, but for right now, he's going to have to rely on the bullpen to try and keep things the way they are. First pitch from Ignacio Feliz misses down to Shane Matheny. It's 1-0 to start. It'll be Matheny, then Carter Aldretti and Andy Thomas against the right-hander out of the bullpen for Bowie. Next pitch in, and Matheny watches fastball. Not sure where that one missed. Looked to be a little bit low, I suppose, as it runs the count to two balls and no strikes. Matheny does have some pretty long legs. Give him some high knees, I guess. Here's the 2-0. And he misses too far. Down and in. 3-0 from Feliz. Pham fired five innings. Gave up four hits, three runs. Struck out two, walked two. All three runs on just one home run. Logan Wyatt's 3-0 pitch. And it's a high fastball for called strike. 3-1 on Matheny, who's 0-1. Grounded out in the first inning. Walked in the third. Here's the 3-1. Check swing, called strike anyway on the outside half of the plate. Run it full here on Matheny. Good batting average. Good on base percentage once he runs it full. 263 average. 44% walk rate on a 3-2 pitch. Here it is. It's too far down. Leadoff walk from Ignacio Feliz. Three walks total from Bay Sox pitching. Now two of them have been against Matheny. And Carter Aldretti will bat here. Yeah, baseball is a game of inches, in a sense. Pitch by pitch, every pitch matters. And the difference between Alex Pham having a potential scoreless outing and what's currently a losing performance was one pitch. One missed pitch to Logan Wyatt. First pitch to Aldretti here is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one to start. But Ignacio Feliz takes over. 6'1", 180-pound right-hander. From Santo Domingo in the Dominican, Rule 5 draft selection by Baltimore out of San Diego back in 2020. The 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Another off-speed down, nothing in two, as Aldretti is 0-2, two strikeouts. Feliz on the season for Bowie has seven appearances, an 0-1 record, and a 7.50 ERA in 12 innings. 16 strikeouts, six walks, he's allowed two homers. As the runner goes in the 0-2, it's up and in for a ball, and Rodriguez drops the transfer. Matheny has just his fifth steal of the season in seven tries. Rodriguez allows his 37th stolen base attempt in 37th stolen base in his 42nd overall try against. So as the count goes to a ball and two strikes, Richmond has a runner in scoring position with no one out. It's only the second time all game that the Squirrels have put a runner in scoring position. 1-2. And it's laced to shortstop. Jackson Holliday grabs. Very easy glove. Not that hard hit of a ball, and Holiday wanted to go back to second base, but Matheny was already there. No chance of a double up. Very easy play there for Holiday, and now Andy Thomas will bat. And Andy Thomas is the only batter that has gotten into scoring position for Richmond today until Matheny with that stolen base. First pitch, and Thomas swings and misses on a high fastball. Nothing in one. Thomas had laid down a bunt single in the second inning, then a walk pushed him to second base. Didn't matter where he was on the bases, though. Logan Wyatt's home run was going to bring him home no matter what. Here's the 0-1, and it's lined to left field, hanging up, but down for a base hit. Judd Fabian gloves and will throw back to the infield as Matheny is held up at third base. Throw absolutely would have beaten Matheny. A smart play by Dennis Pelfrey to hold the runner, but now they stand at the corners with only one out for Victor Barracoto, as Andy Thomas has two hits today. Double play in option. Barracoto has a walk, a run, and a single on his ledger today. Has not been put out on the season. Ground ball to fly ball ratio of 0.8, and he's only hit into two double plays. It all depends on the way Feliz pitches to him here. Wide gap on the right side of the infield. Barracoto pulls it about 46% of the time. First pitch. And it's a fastball called strike on the outside half of the plate. Nothing in one to start. Well, the double play ball would, of course, end the inning instantly, but a strikeout would still be fine, and no one start. So third of the way there. Feliz delivers, and it's hit back up the middle. A tough play. Cullen slides and can't get there. Into center field, a base hit. Richmond adds on to their lead. It's 4-1. So Feliz enters, allows two singles and a walk against the first four batters. All of them have made contact. Barracoto has his second hit of the day, his sixth RBI of the season. Even if Greg Cullen had pulled down that ball on the slide, only option would have been double play to get out of the inning. Maybe could have gotten an out, but we instead got nothing out of it. And now Logan Wyatt will bat. First pitch, and Wyatt watches off speed for called strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing in one. So a three-run deficit for the Bay Sox. Feliz is coming off of one of his best outings of the season for Bowie. Fired two scoreless with three strikeouts against Portland. This is his only outing in that series. The 0-1 misses too far outside. One ball and one strike now. Wyatt 1-for-2. His three-run home run for the time being is still the difference maker in this game. The Sox have only been able to get one run on a solo blast of their own. First and second, one away. The next. And Wyatt crushes it up the first baseline toward the corner. Running down Beavers, it's off the warning track. Bounces up against the wall. This will score one run as Thomas rounds third and comes home. It's a 5-1 game as Feliz has allowed three consecutive base hits here with just one out in the sixth. That ball would have left Prince George's Stadium with how far it traveled. It's a long RBI single for Logan Wyatt, played well off of the hop from Dylan Beavers. Barracoto to third base, and they're at the corners, still with only one out here as we get a battery visit with Ramon Rodriguez. Jimmy Glowenke will step up to bat. We can walk you through the Eastern League briefly. It's a blowout brewing in Altoona right now as Erie has a 7-0 lead over the curve, bottom of the eighth. Hartford and Portland are tied at one in the middle of the seventh back at Hadlock Field as the Sea Dogs kick off a homestand after their two-week road trip. Five-run third inning for Binghamton has pushed them ahead in the AA Subway Series. Binghamton leads Somerset on the road 8-4. Harrisburg just now taking a lead over Akron 4-3 at home. And New Hampshire and Reading got postponed because of rain. Here's Glowenke. First pitch, and he shows bunt, but it's foul. Rolls it a little bit too far to the left side. Nothing in one to start. Squeeze play opportunity, I suppose, with runners at the corners and only one out. Glowenke flew out to right field in the second, then to left field in the fourth, as Bowie trails by four. Here's the 0-1. bounces in, and Rodriguez has to slide to his right to keep it in front as the ball bounced probably about 5 feet in front of home plate. Here's the 1-1. Too far outside, breaking ball. Two balls and one strike now. Now Feliz has had a tough outing here and there for the Bay Sox, and a lot of it has been precipitated on the base hits as the next pitch hits Glowenke near the chin. Oh, goodness. Well, the fans can get upset if they want, but it's not as if anything that Ignacio Feliz has done this inning has been premeditated. It's not a pitcher's want to allow the runs in the way that he has, the base hits in the way that he has, and then to hit a batter after having an inning go the way that it has. So fortunately, those boos subsided very quickly. Well, less the chin, more so the shoulder, it seems. At least the way that first glance came to pass. Glowenke will go to first base on the hit-by-pitch, and he's going to stay in the game. But the bases are loaded for the top of the lineup. Ismael Munguia is 2-for-8 this season with the bases loaded. 5 runs batted in. First pitch, and the lefty watches it miss outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Bay Sox are starting to get Connor Loprich stretching in their bullpen. Here's the 1-0, and Munguia cracks it to first and into right field, a base hit. Barracudo scores. Here comes Wyatt. Throw goes home, but it is late. 2 RBI single for Ismael Munguia. 7-1 Richmond lead as they've scored 4 here in the 6th. Ignacio Feliz having a tough time for the Bay Sox as he matches a season high with 4 earned runs allowed. Second time in 3 appearances that he's allowed 4 earned runs. And there's still only 1 out in the inning with runners at the corners. Glowenke up to 3rd now as Munguia is up to 23 RBI on the season. Will Wilson to bat. First pitch into the right-hander, and he flinches on it as a breaking ball hits into the dirt. Runner advances. Ramon Rodriguez could not recover it quickly enough. Munguia on to second base. Double play ball off of the table now. 8th batter of the inning is ahead 1-0 with still only 1 out. Well, the saving grace of this inning for the Bay Sox, at the very least, maybe not even the Bay Sox, but just for us. So we've got a beautiful vista developing overhead right now. The 1-0 pitch. Crack to left field, a base hit. This is score 1, maybe 2 more. Glowenke down. Here comes Munguia as the throw is just lobbed in. Another 2 RBI single, 6-run inning for the Squirrels, and a 9-1 lead. Season worst day for Ignacio Feliz. He's faced 8 batters, recorded just 1 out. And for the first time, we get a mound visit from the pitching coach. First 2 RBI for Will Wilson this season here at AA. And before the 9th batter comes up to the plate, Forrest Hermann is out with runner at first and still only 1 gone. Around the Orioles organization, you've got plenty still in action, but right now not too much pleasing news. Aberdeen is the only team on top right now in the system, 2-0 over Brooklyn. That's the Mets affiliate. Bottom of the 4th on the road there for the Ironbirds. It's also the bottom of the 4th on the road for Delmarva. They trail 2-1. They're visiting Carolina. The Mudcats in North Carolina, not too far from Durham. And then Norfolk down south in Jacksonville. Triple-A affiliate of the Marlins in that contest. Currently a 5-0 shutout. Garrett Stallings having a tough day. 2 runs in the 3rd, 2 more right now in the 4th. Here in the sixth, Feliz has allowed six runs, and the Bay Sox trail by eight. Donovan Walton to bat, first pitch, and he watches fastball for called strike in the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. That was the 26th pitch for Ignacio Feliz. This is going to be the last batter he faces, most likely, depending on how strict they stay to that 30-pitch limit when it gets to relievers. 0-1 pitch. This is too high, one ball and one strike. Walton, 1-for-3, single to shortstop in the first inning, a pop-out and a fly-out since. But with the way the sun sets behind home plate with rolling clouds overhead and out past center field, the sunlight brushes up against them as the 1-1 pitch misses too far down and in. Check swing, runs the count to two balls and one strike. And you've got some very soft edges and angles of dark blue and purple here at the overhead with plenty of nice orange and soft yellow accenting them to give us a nice view on what's been a not-so-nice inning. 2-1, way too far up and away, three balls and one strike. This inning started when Feliz walked Shane Matheny. Matheny stole second, Carter Aldretti lined out, but since then, single, single, single. Last two at an RBI, hit by pitch to load the bases, and then back-to-back two RBI singles. 3-1 pitch, and he walks him. High fastball. Nine batters here in this sixth inning. Ignacio Feliz has recorded just one out. Will Wilson goes to second base as Walton reaches safely, and let's see if the Bay Sox will make the switch over to Connor Lopridge. Here comes Tim DeJohn. A season-worst day for Ignacio Feliz comes to an ugly end. As unfortunate as it is, at least it's over. We continue on with the bottom of the sixth inning in just a bit as Richmond has runners at first and second with still only one out. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Oh, the Bay Sox had been trying to find some sort of momentum in this game. Their chances have dwindled heavily as we continue on with the bottom of the sixth inning. Ignacio Feliz is done for the day. His impact in this game is great, but just in the wrong direction. As Connor Lopridge takes over for Bowie, Feliz is not done just yet. Runners at first and second still belong to him. But at the moment, his line looks like this. One-third of an inning for Feliz. He allowed five hits and currently six runs. It could go all the way up to eight. He did not strike anyone out. He walked two batters. Did not allow a home run. As Lopridge will step on to face Shane Matheny, who walked to start this inning off, stole second and scored on two singles. First pitch into the lefty, and Matheny watches fastball brush him too far inside. It's 1-0 to start. And the worst of it all is that that beautiful skyline we had just seen a few minutes ago has begun to fade, mostly turning into dark blue and gray as the sun is getting out past the horizon. 1-0 pitch, and it's too far outside. Two balls and no strikes. Of course, a truncated appearance for Feliz means Lopridge might not have had enough time to warm up to his liking. 6'3", 215-pound right-hander traded over from Pittsburgh in 2020 for cash considerations. Connor Lopridge fires the 2-0. It's too far inside, 3-0. Lopridge on the season for Bowie has 24 appearances, a 2-1 record, a 3.79 ERA. 35 and two-thirds innings, 42 strikeouts, 16 walks. He's allowed three homers. Looks back second base, the 3-0 pitch, and Matheny cracks a line drive to right field, and the base hit. Rounding third, Wilson. No, he'll stop there. It was a late break as Dylan Beavers sends it back to the infield. Sixth hit of the inning for the Squirrels as Matheny extends his streak to four consecutive games. Bases are now loaded for Carter Aldretti. Aldretti 1-for-8 with the bases loaded this season. As Bowie wants a double play to get out of this inning. First pitch. And a fastball misses too far down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Aldretti has four RBI with the bases loaded. Two walks, two strikeouts. Lopridge is coming off of one appearance in the Portland series. Fired two innings, allowed a run. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball called for strike on the outside edge. It's one ball and one strike. Prior to that, he made two outings in the Somerset series. Both of them lasted an inning and two-thirds. But against Portland, back on the fourth, he opened with a scoreless inning, gave up a solo home run to Nathan Hickey in Bowie's 4-3 win. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed outside, off speed. It's one ball and two strikes. And the throw back to Lopridge went over his head. Wilson scores. Sometimes you've just got to laugh when everything goes opposite of the plan. Ramon Rodriguez threw the ball over Connor Lopridge's head. It'll be an E2 that allows Wilson to score the 10th run of the game. Currently that run is unearned on Feliz, but it's still a run. Now the 1-2. Swung on and missed outside for strike three. They've not thrown an error up on the board yet. What were they ruling that? Are they ruling that an error or are they ruling that a steal of home? Because I don't see how you could rule that a steal of home. Carter Aldretti has struck out three times today. He has been the only batter to strike out in this Richmond lineup. There's two away here in the seventh. Aldretti is the only batter to be put out at all in this inning. First pitch misses down and in and bounces by Rodriguez. Both runners advance as Andy Thomas works ahead 1-0 to start. Walton to third, Matheny to second on the 12th batter of the inning. Can we walk through this inning briefly? Let's see. Matheny walked, Aldretti lined out. Singles by Andy Thomas, Victor Barracoto, and Logan Wyatt. Jimmy Glowinki hit by a pitch to load the bases. Back-to-back two RBI singles by Ishmael Mungaya and Will Wilson. Walk to Donovan Walton ended the day for Feliz as the 1-0 is driven high and deep out to center field. Mullins running back on it to the warning track, and he makes the catch over the shoulder. The nightmare is over. The Bay Sox have three innings to try and turn this around. But it's a seven-run frame. Bowie trails 10-1. What more can you say? Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430wnav.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the seventh inning here in Richmond, as this game has a drastically different look from what we saw just an inning ago. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is lifted up the first baseline, but foul. Just sliced it a little bit too much to the right side, and it's nothing and one to start here on the number nine batter for Bowie. Bowie entered the sixth inning trailing 3-1. They now trail 10-1. As Ignacio Feliz has a disastrous frame that saw him collect just one out. He allowed seven runs. All of them were earned. At least that's the way it's currently logged. I think one of them might be unearned because of an error charge to Connor Lopridge. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Costas. Fouled off behind home plate. Count goes to nothing and two. But Blake Rivera is still on the mound for Richmond as the Squirrels now have plenty of breathing room as they were teetering on that two-run lead for quite some time while Bowie constantly put base runners aboard. Maxwell Costas is 1-for-2 on the day with an infield single and a flyout. The 0-2 pitch. He flinches on a breaking ball outside. One ball and two strikes now. Costas, then Cedric Mullins and Jackson Holliday as Bowie need to go on a methodical march to make a big comeback here tonight. 1-2 pitch. And another check swing. Easy take outside. Two balls and two strikes. But that was a long inning for the Squirrels. One of the longest innings that the Bay Sox have had to be on the brunt end for all season. As the 2-2 is too far down and away. Curveball and a check. Thomas is asking for an appeal, but the home plate umpire is not granting it. The home plate umpire does not need to grant an appeal, and Thomas is looking upset that it's not being given. The home plate umpire, okay, and now Costas is saying, I'll take time, as he runs the count full, but Thomas is looking upset. Legitimately upset that he's not been given an appeal opportunity. The home plate umpire is the only one that is allowed to grant an appeal. That's a rule. Tom Fornarola didn't think an appeal was necessary, and I'm inclined to believe him. That wasn't really much of a check. The 3-2 is looped into the air, right center field, and a diving try by Shane Matheny gets by him. Costas will go to second as Victor Maricotto backs it up cleanly. If the right fielder hadn't been there, that could have been an inside-the-park home run. But Costas has a double, his first year at Double-A. Leadoff two-bagger, and the Bay Sox have a runner in scoring position to open the seventh inning. Bowie has put the first batter of the inning on base constantly tonight, but they've only scored him once. Of the seven innings they've played, five innings have started with a runner on base. Four of them by base hit, but again, only one run, thanks to Judd Fabian's leadoff homer in the second. First pitch into Cedric Mullins is called for strike. Curveball in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. And a 10-1 game here at the Diamond as the Bay Sox did see a long road down last time they were here in Richmond. Had a lead late in the first game last month. It was July 4th. Gave up seven runs late in the game. Home runs were the big issue in that one. 0-1 pitch, and Mullins fouls it off, a bouncer to the right side. It's nothing and two. And we can go back to that game quickly and recall Connor Gillespie coming in and taking a blown save and a loss. He allowed three home runs. Two-run blast to Wade Meckler and then solo homers to Marco Luciano and Shane Matheny in a seven-run inning. We led 5-4, lost 11-5. 0-2 pitch to Mullins. Runner goes, and it's just fouled off. Slow tip over to the left side. Count stays even here on Mullins. Costas had four steals and just five tries with High A Aberdeen earlier this season. Rivera holds. Another 0-2, and Mullins pops it up. On the infield right side, Glowenke and Wilson converging. It's the shortstop, Wilson, to make the catch. 2-for-4 to Mullins, and now on to Jackson Holliday. Holliday has gotten on base all three times today. Squirrels look to have a right-hander warming in their bullpen at the moment. Number 8, Matt Olson. Not the Matt Olson you're thinking of. First pitch into Holliday, and the lefty watches curveball miss too far outside. 1-0 to start. So a 10-1 ball game. That's all there really is to it today. Bay Sox will just get a chance to try again tomorrow. Great thing about these six-game series sometimes, you've got to get used to each and every team. Here's the next. Off-speed, called for strike high. It's a count to 1-1 on Holliday. Now it's a single and two walks. One from Rivera, and Holliday watches fastball miss up and away. 2-1. Bay Sox today are just 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Squirrels have had the exact same amount of at-bats with runners at second or third today. They've got 7 hits. Of course, most of them came in that sixth inning. 2-1. And Holliday lifts it high into the air, left center field. Mid-range for Matheny, and the center fielder makes the catch. After the leadoff double, 2 outs. Now Dylan Beavers to bat. Beavers 1-for-3, singled in the third, taken out on a double play, first pitch, and he watches off speed for a called strike inside. Maxwell Costas is looking confused about something out at second base. Should there have been a pitch clock violation? The way he threw his hands out made it seem as if he was the only person seeing something while everyone else is looking crazy. Next pitch is grounded back to the pitcher, but passed just enough. Will Wilson was behind second base the entire time. Shortstop gloves and throws to first. Bay Sox get a leadoff double, but then go 0-for-3. They're 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. As we stretch, they trail by 9. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Night at Prince George's Stadium coming on up in just a couple of days. Next homestand, Friday, August 18th. First pitch to Victor Maricotto is popped up to the right side. Foul ground running on him. Maxwell Costas is going to run out of room. It's nothing and one to start. As we move on to the bottom of the seventh inning here in a 10-1 ball game, Bay Sox saw themselves on the wrong end of a 7-run inning for Richmond. Maricotto, Logan Wyatt, and Jimmy Glowinski will bat here for the Squirrels. As Connor Loprich brings in the next, and it swung on and foul off outside. It's nothing in two. But the Grateful Dead Night paying tribute to the legendary band with filled with their music videos and a special ticket and t-shirt package. You've got to get the special package to get the Bay Sox Grateful Dead t-shirt. BaySoxShop.com for that package. The 0-2 pitch into Maricotto is too far up and away, breaking ball. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes here. Connor Loprich continues on the mound. Fourth batter he's faced. 1-2 pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Constant trouble for the Bay Sox pitchers in the way that they've had to dance the strike zone some, but attack it and only see their pitches fouled off. Of course, that wasn't necessarily the case for Ignacio Feliz, who allowed 7 runs. Again, they're ruling them as all earned on just 5 hits with 2 walks, no strikeouts. 1-2 pitch again. Check swing down low and appeal, and he didn't go around. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Maricotto. So that's going to shoot Feliz's ERA up to 12.41. That's nearly 5 total runs added to his mark. Another 1-2, make that the 2-2, is a curveball up and in, run the count full. Maricotto on the season, 1-for-8 on a full count, walked in a full count back in the second inning. Payoff pitch from Loprich is crushed on the line to left field, Fabian with a good jump on it, but it's going to get past him to the gap. Up against the wall, Maricotto into second base as Fabian like he had a tough transfer on it. Wasn't going to get it to second base in time anyway. It's a leadoff double here for Victor Maricotto. Hit parade continues for the Squirrels. That's their 11th base knock of the day. That ball left the bat at 110 miles an hour. Even with a great jump, Judd Fabian probably was not going to get anything close to that baseball. Loprich wanting to work quickly onto the next batter, Logan Wyatt, who's 2-for-3, first pitch. And Wyatt watches fastball for a called strike in the outside half. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off slowly to the left side, nothing and two. You know, one of my favorite memories of Connor Loprich was back in 2022. It was middle of the season. It was actually July 5th, the way the schedule had worked out. July 4th was on a Monday, so they wanted teams to play either July 3rd or July 4th as the 1-2 misses outside, 2-2. Bowie had played Sunday, July 3rd at home, Monday, July 4th at Somerset, and then had Tuesday, July 5th off before playing the rest of the series in Somerset. And since they had an off day on the road, Bay Sox had decided to make a bit of a team outing. Somerset is, fortunately enough, very close to New York City. Next pitch is popped up behind home plate. It's going to get out of play and hold the count at 2-2. TD Bank Ballpark, where the Patriots play, is actually, fortunately enough, the location of a stop on the New Jersey Transit shuttle, the train, which could take you to Penn Station in New York. So a lot of the team went on that and went to New York. 1-2 pitch is lifted into center field for Mullins. Curls around, runs down, and makes the catch. One away here in the seventh. Now Jimmy Glowenke will bat with runner at second. Once the team got up into New York City, though, a handful of players split off into their own groups to go do their own things. I remember Noah DeNoyer was very interested in going to the Nike store in Times Square. As Richmond is making a change here, Jimmy Glowenke is going to be done. He got hit by a pitch in the hand in the sixth inning, and in a nine-run game, no reason to necessarily keep him in the entire time. Brandon Martirano will bat here. First pitch is swung on and missed outside. Nothing in one to start. Martirano hitting 209 with three home runs. But I remember Connor Loprich and his significant other, Jessica, they were the most in tune with everything New York, it seemed. I'm not necessarily sure why. I didn't ask the personal history to a lot of it, but they brought a bunch of the group to all of the sites, Times Square, Central Park, Radio City Music Hall. It was fantastic. 0-2 pitch. And Martirano watches called strike three. Three pitches for Loprich to sit him down. And there's two away here in the seventh inning. Back to the top of the lineup for Ishmael Mungaya. And I remember around Radio City Music Hall, they were actually filming a television show on, I think it was Apple. There's so many streaming services now, I don't recall anymore. Tom Holland was in it, and this was just around the time after, I guess a couple of months after, the most recent Spider-Man movie had come out, so he was kind of on top of the world. First pitch to Ishmael Mungaya is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one, but that's always a fun memory I have whenever I think of Connor Loprich. Very friendly, kind with the people he interacts with. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and two. As Bowie trails by nine here in the bottom of the seventh inning, that's seven runs, sixth. It's going to sting for quite some time. Hopefully, not too far after, though, this game ends. Mungaya had two runs batted into that frame, and he grounds the next pitch here foul. Up the first baseline as the count stays at nothing at two. It brought us down to, I don't remember a lot of the neighborhoods very well. I think it was around Battery Park, something along those lines. Showed us the subway, but took us down to the bottom of the island to see the Statue of Liberty. As the 0-2 pitch misses high, it's one ball and two strikes. Later on, I went and visited the statue of my own accord, drove up myself, and took the ferry in from New Jersey, which was very nice. One 2 pitch, and it misses down, two balls and two strikes. But it is always nice getting to see so many different locales while working in minor league baseball. You can go from small towns like Altoona, Pennsylvania, to great isolated cities like Richmond, Virginia. And then when you're in Bowie, you're smack dab in the middle of two major metropolitan areas as the 2-2 is popped up toward left field. Tough play for Judd Fabian. The third baseman headed out as well, but Fabian makes the call and a bucket-style catch. Just crossing over into foul territory. I think it might have fallen onto his wrist. But Fabian pulls it down and ends the inning with that leadoff double stranded at second base. We're on to the eighth. Bowie trails 10-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid. They answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today? Well, a bunch of changes for the Squirrels to make note of as we enter the eighth inning here at the Diamond. We'll walk you through them all in time, but the first is the new pitcher, Matt Olson, fires a first pitch ball here to John Rhodes. Fastball tails too far outside, 1-0 to start. Blake Rivera is done for the day as Bowie trails 10-1 here in the eighth. It'll be Rhodes, Judd Fabian, and Max Wagner to bat. Next pitch is grounded up the third baseline. Slow roller, two hops, picked at the knee by Carter Aldretti. Throws to first, and it beats out Rhodes. It was a late break for Rhodes out of the box as he realized that ball could have stayed fair. That's exactly what happened, and he's put out 5-3. So two innings for Blake Rivera. He gave up two hits, no runs. He did not strike anyone out, walked a batter, and that was it. Other changes for Richmond in this inning. Jimmy Glowenke is out of the game. Brandon Martirano has entered. He is in left field. Ishmael Mungaya moves from left field to center field. Shane Matheny moves from center field to second base, replacing Jimmy Glowenke. And, of course, Matt Olson replaces Blake Rivera on the mound. Already told you about that one. First pitch to Judd Fabian is swung on and missed high. It's nothing and one to start. Fabian, 1-for-2, as the only run driven in for Bowie with his solo home run to lead off the second inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and two. Matt Olson, a 5'11", 185-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Florence, Arizona. Ninth-round selection by the Giants back in 2021. Fires the 0-2 pitch, and it's popped foul out of play right side. Count stays. Not spelled the same. M-A-T, just one T. O-L-S-E-N. He's got three games under his belt, an 0-1 record, and a 19.29 ERA. 2 1/3 innings. Three strikeouts, two walks. He's allowed a homer. As he waits and brings in the 0-2. Fabian watches it miss outside. One ball and two strikes. Fabian walked to lead off the sixth inning. Got taken out at second on a fielder's choice. As the 1-2 pitch here is called strike three, lower outside corner. Fabian let the fastball skim by, and that's the first strikeout for Olson tonight. Eighth overall, make that seventh overall for Richmond pitching. Two up, two down. Here's Max Wagner. Looks like Connor Loprich might be going for the bottom of the eighth inning as well for Bowie. First pitch to Wagner is a curveball. Called for strike on the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Loprich was able to put together a scoreless seventh inning around a leadoff double. Here's the next. Too far down and away. One ball and one strike on Wagner, who's 1-for-3. Single up the middle in the second, got to third base and was left there. Since then, he's grounded out and reached on a fielder's choice. Here's the 1-1. Still too far down and away. Two balls and one strike. Olson last pitched in Altoona. Came in following Carson Seymour in a scoreless game in the eighth. Did not keep it that way. Here's the 2-1. Too far outside again. Three balls and one strike. He allowed four runs on three hits with one walk and one strikeout. That strikeout was the only out he recorded. Squirrels had to pull him there, and they lost 4-0. 3-1 pitch, and Wagner cracks it out toward right field. Not very deep, but Barracuda had a late read on it. Almost didn't see it, but he still makes the catch. He was right in his wheelhouse the entire time. Three up, three down inning. The Bay Sox have gone down six in a row, and we're on to the bottom of the eighth as they trail by nine. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling.
Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
On to the bottom of the eighth here in Richmond. A lovely night that's been keeping us in the mid-70s throughout. Clear skies. It's been raining baseballs from the Richmond offense, I can tell you that much, as the first pitch of Will Wilson is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. Game one of a six-game tilt, so plenty of time for the Bay Sox to turn it around, but they trail 10-1 here into the eighth. Next pitch is fouled off back to the screen, nothing and two. As Connor Loprich is back to work, that was his 33rd pitch this evening. Season high is 44. It actually came against Richmond here at this ballpark last month. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And it's cracked to third, literally. That's split in half as Max Wagner grabs and fires a missile over to first base. That was a great throw. 5-3 put out, and there's one gone here to start the eighth inning. Like that tenacity from Wagner at the very least. Here in a 9-run game. Making sure he's still got good arm strength, accurate throws, regardless of the expected outcome of this one. Here's Donovan Walton, first pitch, and he pops it foul out of play left side. It's nothing and one. I tell you, of all visiting cities in the Eastern League, Richmond has usually been one of my favorites. Usually try to explore a little bit more of it each time I'm down. 0-1 pitch. Curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. City built on the James River, of course. State Capitol has very historic ties to the Civil War and honors it as such. Might actually try to visit the Civil War Museum itself while here. The 0-2 pitch. Too far inside. Didn't seem like that much, but it's one ball and two strikes. Walton one for three. It's an infield single and a walk. But they've got a bridge over the James River. It's the main river of transit that the city was founded on. 1-2 pitch, curveball, and he went around. Walton could not hold up as the pitch came in the dirt. That's the second strikeout for Connor Loprich tonight. Fourth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and there's two gone here in the eighth. Make it the fifth overall. That's the third for Loprich. I don't know where I got the second. Either way. But no, they've got a bridge across the James River. It's a walking bridge. And on it, they've got quotes of different, not personalities, but figures in Richmond history, of their mentions in the Civil War, their thoughts as events had come and passed. First pitch to Shane Matheny is called for strike. Next offering is fouled off left side. It's quickly nothing at two on Matheny, who's one for two on the day with a single, a walk, a couple of walks, and a run scored. But it's a very powerful bridge, and it shows you what some of the city looked like, too. As the 0-2 pitch is lifted foul out of play left side. High shot, keeps the count at nothing at two. But while it is a controversial history to some, Richmond embraces it, I feel, as if in a very proper way. And if you're ever down, be sure to do everything you can. As the 0-2 is called for strike three. Breaking ball for Loprich, grabs the bottom of the plate, he strikes out a pair in a perfect eighth inning. We go to the ninth, Bowie has three outs to work with, and they've got a big hill to climb. Down 10-1, we're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by the ballpark to catch up on some Bay Sox baseball. Just wish we had a better game to tell you about this evening. All games are fun, but when Bowie's down 10-1, yeah, usually you could wish for something a little bit better. We'll get more of that in the coming days, but for now, let's see what the Bay Sox can do here in the top of the ninth inning. They'll face off against a new pitcher on the mound. Jose Cruz takes over. Matt Olson is done after one perfect inning. Featured a strikeout. Very simple stuff. Cruz will face Greg Cullen, Ramon Rodriguez, and Maxwell Costas, bottom three in the Bowie batting order here in the ninth. Cullen is 1-for-2, single to left field his last time up. First pitch, and he laces a line drive out to left, over the head of the left fielder, Martirano, all the way to the corner. Cullen is on to second base. He'll get there standing. Leadoff double for Greg Cullen as the infield was playing very far in. Bay Sox have once again put the first batter of the inning on base. Nine innings. They've done it in six. They've gotten the first batter on. Amazing stuff. But again, the statistic remains. Only one of them has scored so far. Judd Fabian's leadoff home run in the second. Jose Cruz, member of the Giants 40-man. 6 foot, 203-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. International free agent signed back in 2017. By San Francisco. First pitch to Ramon Rodriguez is swung on and missed inside. A fastball. It's nothing in one to start. Cruz on the season has 16 appearances, an 0-2 record, and a 6.11 ERA. 17 and 2-thirds innings, 25 strikeouts, 21 walks. He has allowed four home runs, three of them to right-handed batters. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed inside again. He's working Rodriguez up and in plenty, and right now it's working. Nothing in two as Rodriguez is 0-for-3 with a strikeout, ground out, fly out. Runner at second, nobody out. Bay Sox are just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. Here's the 0-2. Laced foul, right side out of play. 96 mile an hour fastball sat middle. Count stays at nothing in two here. Cruz is coming off of a short but effective appearance. He came in to try and clean up that mess that Matt Olson had made against Altoona last week. Finished out the eighth inning without allowing a run and then left. The game was over after that. Next pitch popped up foul, right side. Get out of play. Actually, touches down on the warning track, but nobody was really going for it as the count stays at nothing at two. Bay Sox have been strong lately in series openers, but not as strong in series openers on the road, at least in this half. The 0-2 is popped foul behind home plate. Count stays. I mean, I guess I could even amend that. The Bay Sox have lost more series openers this half than they've won. They had been on a strong run of series opening wins in the first half. Had won each of their last six. The 0-2 is too far down. 1-2. Here in the second half, Bowie has only won 2 of 6 series openers, including last week against Portland. One-two pitch, and Rodriguez holds off. Thought about going after the breaking ball outside. Good take. It's 2-2. But it's in one game here. Despite the fact that the Bay Sox have only one fewer hit than Richmond. Sometimes. The 2-2. Rodriguez cracks it out toward right center field, tailing up just enough for Ismael Mungaya to run it down. It was an 8-pitch battle. But Rodriguez flies out. He's 0 for 4 on the day. And now Maxwell Costas will bat, 2 for 3 here in his Double-A debut. Quick battery visit, too. As Andy Thomas is walking through a couple of things here for Jose Cruz. Wind still carries out pretty heavily to left field. Only one batted ball has been benefited from that. I mean, you could say Cullens was a bit, but Judd Fabian's home run really grabbed the win and rode with it. First pitch to Costas, and he smacks it up the middle, a base hit. Cullen might get a chance to score here. DeJohn waves him around, and there's going to be no throw. RBI single for Maxwell Costas, a three-hit day in his Double-A debut, and the Bay Sox get one run back. It's 10-2. That is a strong first impression for Maxwell Costas. It's something the Bay Sox are going to want to see much more of in the continued future. Plenty of consistent production from the bottom of their lineup, and that's exactly what they've gotten today. 5 hits between Costas and Greg Cullen, the 9 and then 7 batters, respectively. Top of the lineup for Cedric Mullins. First pitch is fouled off left side. It's nothing at 1 to start. Mullins is also 2 for 4. He's got 2 singles to right field. Neither of them necessarily well struck, but base hits are base hits. He's also got a ground out and a pop out. As the right-hander Cruz sets, fires the 0-1 pitch, and it misses too far down and in. It's 1-1. Costas not being held on at first. He could go to second if he wanted. Would be defensive indifference. Here's the 1-1, and it's too far inside. Nearly got Mullins' shin. It's going to go back to the screen, though, and Costas will jog to second base. Wild pitch puts runner into scoring position as the count goes to 2-1 here on Mullins. Looking around the Eastern League right now this evening, a lot of things seem to be falling in Bowie's favor. Just the only problem is they're playing against the team that is in first place, and anything that goes wrong in this series means that Bowie will lose ground no matter what. Next pitch is popped foul behind home plate. Runs the count even at 2 here on Mullins. Barring an 8-run comeback, the Bay Sox are going to find themselves 3 games out of first place tonight. And it would push them into a tie for fourth instead of an outright fourth place hold. And that tells you how strong the Southwest Division at the very least is. When entering today, top 4 teams are within 2 games of each other. Runner at second, 1 gone. 2-2 pitch to Mullins, and he swings and misses high for strike 3. That is the first time that Cedric Mullins has struck out here on his rehab appearance. I feel like that's a strong indicator, though, to have it happen here on his 3rd game in his 5th at-bat in a 10-2 ball game. Definitely slows down a little bit, so his timing seems to be just fine with all the contact that he's made. Now Jackson Holliday as Bowie's down to their final out. First pitch. And the lefty watches fastball miss too far outside. 95 miles an hour. 1-0 to start. Of course, first of six tonight, which means we've got another one tomorrow. Connor Gillespie will get the start here for Bowie. Should be a fun day for him. Last time he'll get to start at the Diamond. Place he pitched for 3 years while throwing at VCU. 1-0 pitch is called for strike in the upper inside corner, 1-1. Gillespie's 5-4 with a 4.26 ERA. Spencer Bivens will go for Richmond. 1-3 with a 4.53 ERA for the right-hander. It'll be a 6:35 first pitch tomorrow. That means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. 1-1 pitch. And it misses too far down. Count goes to 2-1. The fun way you can play with numbers in baseball. And Bowie has 2 runs against Richmond's 10, while both teams have 11 hits total. Two balls and one strike on Holliday with a runner at second. Next pitch in from Cruz, and Holliday fouls it off of himself. Bay Sox are down to their final strike this evening. Bowie has had their chances, and they've done just fine with some of them. It's all about making more with what you're given. They'll do that tomorrow. Do it again the next day. Keep working at it. Cruz sets 2-2 on Holliday. The next, and it's fouled off into the netting left side. Count stays even at 2. I heard a little bit earlier this week that Richmond was having some trouble on the road in Altoona. A bit of equipment got ran over. Watching Holliday's helmet spin around a little bit with his big hair reminded me of that. One of the helmets had gotten a little busted. Another 2-2 pitch, and Holliday grounds it up the first baseline foul. Count stays. Whose was it? I think it was Shane Matheny's. I'm not sure. I have to ask again, but equipment is delicate. Equipment is expensive, too. Cruz sets again. This will be the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. Another 2-2. And Holliday watches it miss too far inside. We'll run it full here with runner at second, 2 outs in the top of the 9th inning. But we down by 8. Cruz holds. Payoff pitch to Jackson. And he reaches for it, fouls it off left side. Holliday in a full count this season is 1-for-4. Has not struck out yet, has a walk to his ledger. He's already walked twice today. It's his first multi-walk game at AA. Another 3-2. And he swings and misses outside for strike 3. Bowie comes up short here in game 1, but with still 5 left to play, plenty of opportunity to turn the tides against Richmond. Your final this evening, Squirrels 10, Bay Sox 2. We'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, not the best start that the Bowie Bay Sox would have envisioned for this six-game series with Richmond, but there's still five games ahead of them. That's what they can look forward to today. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame here from the Diamond in Virginia, Matt Sabatis with you following a 10-2 Bowie loss. Flying Squirrels able to put on seven runs in the sixth inning and really run away with the contest. We'll recap this game in depth, walk you through a lot of the highlights you might have missed, and then take you on a trip around the Eastern League, check in on some of the other scores in action, some of the scores final, and on the Orioles organization as well. There's an interesting game brewing in 10 innings out in Portland right now as the Sea Dogs had kept it tied at one, but are all of a sudden getting blown out. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first, let's recap. Go back in time to the faraway land of 6:36 p.m. when first pitch came home from Carson Seymour to Cedric Mullins. It was high for a ball, and Mullins would eventually single but get caught stealing second base. Bowie would come up scoreless in the first. Alex Pham would follow with a scoreless first of his own, and in the top of the second inning, Judd Fabian got the scoring started for Bowie with a big fly ball. As the 1-1. He's lifted high out toward the left field corner. If this one stays fair, it could be trouble. Mungaya's watching it. Let's see. This one's gone! Judd Fabian says goodbye! A 108-mile-an-hour rocket to put the Bay Sox up 1-0 here in the second. Judd Fabian has had quite the knack for the solo home run since he's joined Bowie. His 9th home run this season, 8 of them have been with the base is empty, but hey, home runs are nice, and they put Bowie on top. That's what matters. Bottom of the second inning, though, was a quick turnaround for Alex Pham after striking out Carter Aldretti looking. A surprise bunt single for Andy Thomas got Richmond their second base hit, I should say. It was a good lay for Thomas. Victor Barracota walked in a full count, and Logan Wyatt would step up, turn the game on its head with a big blast of his own. 1-1. Driven high and deep out to right field. Beavers is going to turn at the warning track and watch this one go. Go-ahead, 3-run home run for Logan Wyatt. His 4th of the season, he's got 16 RBI, and the Bay Sox find themselves trailing. It is 3-1.
That would be the score for quite some time, as a matter of fact. Bowie did get base runners on in the third and fifth, but didn't bring anyone home despite having two in both frames. Double play ball ended their chances in the third inning as well. The game got into the sixth inning, still holding on to that 3-1 margin, while the Bay Sox did get another runner into scoring position to leave on base. The bottom of the frame saw Richmond decide that they didn't want to leave too many people on, despite getting plenty on in total. Shane Matheny would open up with a walk and steal second base. Andy Thomas would single to push Matheny to third. And that's where the floodgates began to open, as Victor Barracoto started out the day against Ignacio Feliz.
Feliz delivers.
And it's hit back up the middle. A tough play. Cullen slides and can't get there. Into center field, a base hit. Richmond adds on to their lead. It's 4-1. It would not be close to the end of the day for Ignacio Feliz, unfortunately, because the very next batter would do the same thing. First and second, one away, the next. And Wyatt crushes it up the first baseline toward the corner. Running down Beavers, it's off the warning track. Bounces up against the wall, this will score one run as Thomas rounds third and comes home. It's a 5-1 game as Feliz has allowed three consecutive base hits here with just one out in the sixth. The inning would still continue in tough fashion for Feliz. He hit the next batter on the hand, loading the bases for Ishmael Mungaya, who would bring in a pair. Here's the 1-0, and Mungaya cracks it to first and into right field, a base hit. Barracoto scores. Here comes Wyatt. Throw goes home, but it is late. Two RBI single for Ishmael Mungaya. 7-1 Richmond lead as they've scored four here in the sixth. Payne would still not stop for Feliz, though. Will Wilson would step up and match Mungaya, developing overhead right now. The 1-0 pitch. Crack to left field, a base hit. This is score one, maybe two more. Glowenke down. Here comes Mungaya as the throw is just lobbed in. Another two RBI single, six-run inning for the Squirrels, and a 9-1 lead. After Feliz walked a batter, he was finally lifted, facing the lineup once through and recording just one out. Connor Lopritch would come in, and there would just be one more blemish to add on to Feliz's day on, of all things, a throwback to the mound following a pitch. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed outside, off speed. It's one ball and two strikes. And the throw back to Lopritch went over his head. Wilson scores. Sometimes you've just got to laugh when everything goes opposite of the plan. Ramon Rodriguez threw the ball over Connor Lopritch's head. It'll be an E2 that allows Wilson to score the 10th run of the game. It was 10-1 at that point, and Lopritch was able to finally guide through the frame with a strikeout and a flyout. Bay Sox went down in order in the eighth, and so did the Squirrels, as Lopritch was able to work cleanly. In the ninth, Bowie got a leadoff double from Greg Cullen, and after a flyout by Ramon Rodriguez, Maxwell Costas stepped up. He had started the day 2-for-3 with a single and a double, but working out of the nine hole and with nobody else batting with him, he was never really able to get into the highlight mix until now. Costas, a three-hit day in his Double-A debut, really grabbed the win and rode with it. First pitch to Costas, and he smacks it up the middle, a base hit. Cullen might get a chance to score here. DeJohn waves him around, and there's going to be no throw. RBI single for Maxwell Costas, a three-hit day in his Double-A debut, and the Bay Sox get one run back. It's 10-2. Well, that would eventually be the final score, as Costas would be stranded at first base following, stranded at second base after a wild pitch, but either way, following back-to-back strikeouts by Jose Cruz. So your final box score. Bowie scores 2 runs on 11 hits with 1 error. They left on 9. Richmond scores 10 runs on 11 hits with no errors. They left on 6. Carson Seymour, winning pitcher, moves to 3-2 on the season, while Alex Pham takes the loss, 0-2. No save, as the game was played in 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of a paid attendance at the Diamond of 8,053. With the loss, Bowie falls to 48-55 on the season. Their losing streak extends to 2 games. Bay Sox are now 21-25 on the road, and 17-17 in the second half. With the win, Richmond improves to 53-50 on the year, a 2-game winning streak for the Squirrels, as they're now 31-21 at home, and 20-14 in the second half. They are the first team in the Eastern League to reach 20 wins here this half. Two Sides will be back at it again tomorrow, and of course we'll preview that game in a bit, but first we break. When we come back, we take a quick breeze around the Eastern League and check in on the Orioles organization as well. I told you there is an interesting one that is brewed up in Portland right now as the Yard Goats have broken through in the 10th inning. We'll talk about it in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Post.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson's in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, back one final time here to the Diamond in Richmond as we get ready to wrap up a Sox post game 10-2 Bowie loss at the hands of the Squirrels tonight in the opening of a six-game series. Let's go ahead and walk you through the rest of the Eastern League at the moment. Wild one in Portland right now, first of a series between the Sea Dogs and the Hartford Yard Goats. It was 1-1 headed into the 10th inning when Hartford finally broke through. Seven runs! They lead 8-1, but Portland isn't going down without a fight. They've loaded the bases with just one out, and they could maybe make a run at things. Everything else is final this evening. New Hampshire and Reading got postponed. They're going to make their game up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. But the rest of the league saw Somerset come from behind to walk off the Binghamton Rumble Ponies today, 9-7. It was a 7-4 Rumble Ponies lead. Make that 8-4 at one point before they eventually fell. Tough finish there for the Ponies, while Harrisburg was able to just eke out a win over Akron. They put on a fourth run in the fifth to make it a 4-3 game and just held from there. And then Erie was able to break through for a couple of big runs against Altoona. Had a 7-0 lead, and that was more than enough to keep the curve at bay. 7-3 the final in that one. So at the end of the day, the Bay Sox, of course, will fall to three games out of first place by virtue of losing to the first place team, of course. But we will be in a tie for fourth with the Harrisburg Senators. Akron will lose ground as well. With Akron losing today, they're now two games out of first place, and they will be jumped by Erie. But Erie's position in the Southwest Division is irrelevant, all things considered, as they won the first half. They are already going to the playoffs. Around the Orioles organization, you've got three games still in action. The only three games that we can really talk about. And unfortunately, no one in the system is ahead right now. Aberdeen took a 2-0 lead in the fourth inning and then immediately gave it up with two runs in the bottom of the fourth on the road in Brooklyn. That's the Mets affiliate at the high A level. They gave up another run in the fifth inning and currently trail 3-2 in the eighth. Delmarva had a tough start, fell behind 2-0 early, and have not recovered since. It's 5-1 in the top of the eighth as they visit the Carolina Mudcats. And then Norfolk is also on the road. Garrett Stallings gave up a 5 spot in the fourth inning, and the Tides see themselves down 9-1 in the top of the eighth, the only run coming across on a Heston Kerstad inside the park solo home run. Matter of fact, it's his second inside the park home run this season, so at least one shining spot there in terms of individual prospects for the Tides. Again, the score we care about most, though, on this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately, tonight's just wasn't the best, but they've still got plenty of time over the next 5 days to make this series theirs. Speaking of, they'll continue with the six-game set tomorrow, as Connor Gillespie will go for the Bay Sox. Right-hander is 5-4 with a 4.26 ERA. Spencer Bivens starts for Richmond, 1-3 record, a 4.53 ERA for the right-hander. 6:35 first pitch on Wednesday, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis with you from the Diamond saying thank you so much for stopping by tonight as the Bay Sox fall to Richmond 10-2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.